gosh, I start almost every broadcast by saying all hell's breaking loose, because it is. The quickening's here. But this broadcast is going to be insane. Oh, my goodness.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I am seeking the truth. Nothing more. And I 100% called what was going to happen with the Epstein stuff, how it was going to be a disaster in the last 10 months when the clear cover-up began by this administration. And I had top whistleblowers on, experts, insiders, behind-the-scenes stuff. And I knew why Trump was joining the cover-up. And it's because it's all these lawsuits and all these criminal cases, and most of it's innuendo, and it's an old case, and it implicates a bunch of high-powered people. And the CIA came to him and said, it's Mossad with us. We need to just shut this down. And Trump, you know, knew surely that 90-plus percent of the people with Epstein are high-powered Democrats. And so he kind of wink-wink made the deal. And then the Clintons and all of them turned around and have been cherry-picking and selecting stuff to put out to implicate Trump. And it is a hoax that he's done something illegal with Epstein. There is no evidence. They would have already used it, plus we, the witnesses, the victims, I mean, all of it. But then Trump stepped into the cover-up and became guilty by association. And if he was going to do that, it's still immoral and bad, but you can see him not having a head in the clouds, trying to have other big issues, because you can only focus on so many things. I could see the thought in that. I don't agree with it, but I could wargain the different understandings. Just like I understand why we need regime change to be good in Venezuela, but I don't trust the CIA and the globalist. I mean, he'd be walking into a new Vietnam. So see, that's nuance. That's real thought. Well, I said, no, Trump, you need to release everything that is there, even though most of it's just cherry-picked old garbage. And I predicted what that would be. And I said, they're going to double-cross you. And I got really pissed. And a lot of the pro-Trump people thought that I was attacking Trump. No, I was trying to get him to not step into a damn bear trap. We need him to succeed. And I told everybody months and months and months ago, have the archivist grab it. I said, it's so much, it's hours of it with total precision. I'm just saying, I know what I'm talking about. Got to have a lot of layers of info and data to be able to have this accuracy. When the Democrats are dumb enough to come after him with it, he would then order the DOJ to go ahead and just release everything and go ahead and launch criminal indictments of the Clintons. And that's exactly what he called for today. He said, well, since you're launching this hoax on me, you need to be specific, which you have before. You mean it's a hoax that you did something wrong. Not a hoax or is anything there. You've explained that before. People went, oh, you're so pissed about it. I get it. You just say the whole thing's a hoax. A new Russiagate. Trump now wants criminal investigation of the Clinton. Trump asked DOJ to probe Jeffrey Epstein dealings with the Clintons, J.P. Morgan, and others. And we already know the head of J.P. Morgan and the head of Harvard. We all know the names. It's hundreds of them. And it will be devastating for the country and devastating for the stock market. But you know what? That's good. Let's just, justice be done, may the heavens fall. But you can see the next move there. This is all deduction. This is all second, third, fourth, fifth order consequences. That's how a philosopher, historian, futurist brain works. That's what I do. This broadcast is 3D chess. Now, Trump plays 3D chess on issues he knows. It is not 3D chess on other things. And he's explained that. He said, I didn't know how D.C. worked. I didn't understand how corrupt it was. I didn't understand that if I shared power with them and had prosperity, you know, that they would stab me in the back. I've learned a lot. Yeah, you have learned a lot. But not enough. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get to that. And then just so much more. Tucker Carlson just dropped the hydrogen bomb on the deep state. On clear handlers and assistants, accomplices with crooks trying to kill Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, and then the current FBI trying to cover it up. I mean, there's so much more. Stay with us back in 60 seconds.
Alex Jones, Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Friday, November 14th, 2025. And this is an emergency Friday transmission. MAGA civil war erupts, and it's what it is, over Epstein hysteria. Trump demands investigation of Clintons for their deep connections to Epstein, plus Tucker exposes DOJ cover-up of Thomas Crook's handlers, and much more. This is a must-watch, share transmission! Not destroy our republic. We will overpower them. We are with sheer truth, information, and will. Nine. All right. Here's the big news today. We're covering it all. Massive guests. So much more today. The Epstein thing has come to the peak so far of its importance, and exactly what I knew was in there is in there. All of it's already been out. It's all complete innuendo and crap. And so Trump is going after the Clintons and everybody's saying, fine, open the whole damn thing up, even though it's going to destroy the economy. And I'm not sure it is, but it's going to be really bad. Because the DOJ and the Comeys and all them that hid all the stuff they wanted to hide, never had anything on Trump, they left a bunch of innuendo and recycled crap, all this old stuff that's not true, all disproven, or nothing burgers. But they're still going to continue to bring this out. So Trump's like, it's a diversion, it's Russiagate, let's move on. And they're not going to let him do that. Even though I can tell you when they all came and kissed his ass when he first got back in, the deal was made. So Trump made a deal with the devil, and now the devil's trying to shove a pitchfork up his butt, along with us and the rest of the country. So not good. And then they had Bongino and Patel go out there like deer in the headlights, like hostages, and say, oh, Epstein killed himself, and oh, Crooks acted alone, and oh, there's no accomplices, and nobody else with Epstein, and the Easter Bunny is real. And I was like, oh my gosh, what was that, 8 months ago? I said, this is a disaster. We went and had interventions. We said, we understand, this is what's going to happen, this is how it's going to unfold, you're being set up, Mr. President, no matter how painful this is for all these big Democrats. You got to let them have it because, A, it's immoral to make a deal with them, and, B, they're going to turn around and stab you in the back. Well, I guess the president and Bongino and Patel aren't as sophisticated as I am. Or as Roger Stone is. But yeah, I love, you know, Naked Gun, where the building's blowing up, missiles are exploding, and he's like, nothing to see here. Everything's fine. I mean, what the hell? I mean, I'm not happy about this. I'm laughing because I'm really freaked out. I mean, we need Trump to succeed. My God, he's night and day compared to the Democrats. But you see, when you see the Epstein cover up, you go, oh, he's screwing the kids. No, folks. You see the cover up of the accomplices with the guy trying to kill Trump in Mar-a-Lago. You see the total cover up of accomplices and helpers with Thomas Crooks in Pennsylvania. You see the cover up of Big Pharma. You see the cover up by the institutions of the pipe bomber reportedly being a Fed and the CIA. And all of that because it's the same institutions, and Trump hasn't gotten control of it, and he can't even get them to go after the deep state who committed their crimes out in the open. And so, yeah, we've got more traction than we got 8 years ago because Trump got some decent Supreme Court people comparatively and, you know, did some other good stuff and kind of held off the Great Reset a little, but they used the COVID thing to derail it, our plan, 1776 worldwide plan. But now, no, it's night and day how much good we're getting done, but it's still not enough. And I've been saying this. They're going to try to crash the economy. They're going to try to get riots going because that's the Podesta plan. And they're going to bring this Epstein thing out. They're going to try to create a MAGA civil war. That created the cracks 10 months ago. Then Gaza peaking and the Israel lobby obnoxiously saying censor everybody, take everybody off the air, shut up everybody from Tucker Carlson to Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes. All of that has been done. That's caused a big rift. And it's now civil war MAGA. And, you know, real pollsters that I respect who've been right 99% of the time, like Mark Mitchell, has been hitting the panic button for a few months, and now you see it everywhere, and he predicted all this, and people go, oh, he's just a panicking. No, it's good when Trump's doing wrong and stepping in it to say, stop that. We're his constituents. We got him in there. We're not a Democrat Party cult that's given talking points. We are in control if we exercise our will. So the Epstein thing has peaked. The Crooks information, I mean, that would take hours to get into. You already know it, but I mean, totally set up, 100% deep state operation, multi-agency. The guy's a total cutout. When he didn't get Trump, they had the other shooter try from 600, 700 yards out. We had the trajectory of the bullet. It hit in the bags, the people, everything. From, you know, Crooks is shooting this way, the guy, the person's this angle. 40, you know, I mean, this is got all the top experts on, 100% clear. You can see the damn bullet. And the Secret Service said they shot Crooks. No, they didn't. They just stood down. Then a cop shot him. So it's all going down, ladies and gentlemen. And that it created a rapid reaction force to go after Tucker at the FBI. People are really getting it. Megyn Kelly and others have said it's clear they're trying to hype things up to get Tucker killed. Now they're attacking her. We'll get to all that. And look, Megyn Kelly is an opportunist. She's a lawyer. Very smart woman. She's basically on our side now. And if we ever start losing, she'll jump back to the other side. It's what she does. But she's emblematic of the fact, I mean, Andrew Cuomo tries to sound like us, Fredo. They all do because we're the populace. We're the winners. We're winning worldwide. But good. Come on over, Megan. Come over fully. She says nice things about me now. Good. I'm not going to turn my back on you. Certainly not going to have dessert with you. I'm coming to town. I got to eat with you and have dessert. Ooh, I was just like, come on, lady. Literally sound like a sex operative on the phone. I said, I don't usually record people. I went and found another company phone. I said, let me call you right back. And I'm just like, bloop, bad. But, I mean, what people will do for their $50 million a year salaries or whatever it was. So you see the NBC host, total devil, now that she's, you know, selling to the general public, and it's pretty accurate, good information. But that's what it is to win. When people that were previously mercenaries join us, it's a sign of our victory. Don't be mad at her. Just don't turn your back on her. So, you're a little too skinny for me, honey. So, getting serious, I apologize. I was trying to say nice things, and I was just mean. It's what I do. I'm real. I just can't help it. So, notice she never said she didn't say the dessert part. She doesn't know if I recorded that part or not. Oh, the dessert? What dessert is that? Is that cherry pie? What is it? Key lime? Coconut cream? I'm sorry. When I get under stress like I am right now, I start being goofy because this stuff is just... Top of my head just blew off this morning with the stuff ringing. So you have the Epstein thing going super galactic Nova. You've got the Crooks thing blowing up huge. You got Kash Patel through his surrogates, his foundation FBI lawyers suing people that criticize Israel that have never even said anything bad about him or his girlfriend. They literally admit that in a lawsuit. That's come to a huge head. We then have Bloomberg's Onion running around bragging again that they're going to be taking over InfoWars, even though the receiver from the state won't tell us anything and says he's planning to have an auction. I guess it'll be like auction last time, but there isn't an auction. It's just given to them. So we got that sort of Damocles hanging over our head. We have the criminal investigation into all this being killed by Todd Blanche, the Democrat. But that's the big takeaway is... You have not as many, but still in key places, Democrat globalist operatives, and then people that have been co-opted through dirt on them or I don't know what, that are totally going along with it energetically. And let me tell you, behind the scenes, and Congress has released documents, you name it, Bongino is all over the place on the phone telling top journalists and folks, hey, don't you say that we had a White House meeting and, you know, told people we're not looking at any accomplices to Charlie Kirk's reported shooter or any foreign governments, even though that's on record that happened. Stop talking about it. And now they've created a rapid reaction force. The FBI has created a new rapid response account on X to respond to Tucker's reporting about the information and the FBI continues to hide about Trump's shooter, Thomas Crooks, and it got a community note on its first day. Has any other account been community noted its first day? Well, the point is that they think, and this is what Kyle Serafin simply said about 10 months ago, he said they've got people in there, he knows who they are, who are the old PR people that are setting them up with bad PR. I mean, listen, I have, if you think getting up there like deer in the headlights and saying Crooks acted alone, I promise you, I can't tell you, but I've seen the evidence. Everybody knows it was a cover up. It's public. Epstein killed himself. I promise you, don't ask questions. All of this crap and the body language is the most disingenuous, like Sylvester caught with Tweety Bird in his mouth and he's saying, rom, rom, you know, Granny comes over with her umbrella and Sylvester's like, I don't have Tweety Bird in my mouth. And then she cranks his mouth open, and there's Tweety Bird inside the mouth with feathers hanging out. I mean, seriously, we ought to make a, with AI, the famous, just feed it the image, maybe Grok, of Bongino and Patel 8-9 months ago on Fox, but during the headlights look, and let's just stick Tweety Birds in their mouth. And, you know, maybe Granny with the umbrella about to beat him on the head with it, because, and that's not a threat, it's the cartoon. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like you tell your kids, stop getting cookies out of the cookie jar. You can have some after you eat your spinach and your dinner. And then you go out of the kitchen while you're cooking, and you come in there, and the five-year-old's up against the wall with her hands behind them going, and you see crumbs on their cheek. You go, I told you don't eat the chocolate chip cookies. And I didn't. And you walk over, and they got half a cookie in their hand. They go, I don't want to have to whoop your ass, but you just lied. And lying I ain't going to put up with. Let's go to the bedroom. I'm going to whoop your ass. Get up against the bed. Take the belt off. All right, I'm giving you five here. Don't lie to me. This is like catching Cash Patel and Bongino with their hand in the cookie jar. And you're like, what are you doing in the cookies? I'm not in the cookie jar. Your damn hand's in the cookie jar. You got a cookie in your mouth. Except this ain't a cookie. This is covered up for attempted murder of the president and a damn CIA Mossad pedophile operation. And then you're suing influencers that are critical of you. A, that's un-American. That's what the Democrats do. And B, the base ain't going to put up with that, honcho, hombre, compadre. I mean, if I wanted to destroy myself, I would do exactly what Cash Patel does. And, you know, he did good interviews. He sounded smart about the New World Order, the Federal Reserve. He did a few good jobs for Trump. I was like, oh, you know, great. But I was like, he does look like a sneaky bug-eyed weasel. But I don't want to judge books by their cover because, you know, you got some of these stone-jawed FBI agents and federal prosecutors that are the most corrupt people ever, but they look like Clark Kent. And they're the worst. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know, but that, I mean, look at this. That is not a very trustworthy looking person right there. And he's gotten more like that since he's gotten in there. So a little bit of a power trip there, my friend. So people aren't going to put up with this crap. But let's get into the Epstein thing first. I did this yesterday. But then, I showed the documents, but I think Glenn Beck did a better succinct job of it. And I've looked at each piece and everything the Democrats have released. This is the worst stuff they've got. They got it from the Epstein family, all his emails, all his stuff they wanted to hand over. And it's Steve Bannon wanting to interviewing him once. And Steve Bannon sending him political emails on his email list about cutting taxes and getting rid of Jerome Powell and all this stuff. I get all that stuff from Steve Bannon. Hey, get on this. I don't even work for him. It's just, hey, you ought to cover this. This is an important action topic. We got to get this confirmation done. He's just spamming it out, and that's the best thing they've got. But it's like, oh, bat it in there. Ooh, and all of it had already been out. Oh, Trump. Oh, they blacked out the name of the victim, and it's Giuffre, because we already had the email. Unredacted years ago. I told you that yesterday. We'll show you an example. And it's Epstein saying no. No, Trump wasn't involved. To Wolf, the writer, asking him. And all the victims said that. And he kicked him out of the club over it. But by selectively running this, they've been deceptive. But Trump asked for it with his behavior since he got back in office. And the decision was made by him. Remember, I said this when the cover-up began 8-9 months ago. I said, Trump has given the order for this cover-up. And people got so pissed at me, and we had stations even calling, man. And I said, it's clear, the wording, all of it. And then it came out 2 days later, it was indeed Trump. And then he starts putting out Truth Social saying, yep, I'm the one. This is bull. I told him focus on the border and crime and arresting Chinese spies. This is a distraction. I got a lot of apologies over that. I appreciate it. We got a couple radio stations saying, hey, man, we're pro-Trump, and you know, we're going to cut your ass off. I had emails sent back and said, I'm sorry, I respect you as a station, but I'm not going to stop. Plus, I already had information. I'm going to leave it at that. But Roger Stone's on later. He's one of the sources. And he said I could talk about this a few months ago, but reluctantly. And I'll press him on it today, but he told me when Trump was president-elect, he said, you're not going to get the Epstein stuff. It's CIA Mossad. You know that because it's going to be covered up. Plus, they've cherry-picked and they've had the file. It's full of a bunch of recycled crap. And I talked to FBI sources. They said, yeah, that's what it is. And so Trump heard that. He was like, okay, yeah, no, we're done. There's none of the real meat and potatoes in there. But we know the people. We know who the women say. And it ain't Donald Trump. It's 95% Democrats. Bank heads, university heads, politicians, you name it. And now Trump's calling for all of it and wants the DOJ to go after him. The problem is they won't because they're part of the same system. But he should have done this in the last 6, 7, 8 months because it was the right thing to do and your constituents would love you and back you. Instead, you did the political thing, the Machiavelli thing, and now you're getting the repercussions of it. I mean, if you were going to cover it up, like I said at the time, and some people interpreted this and said, look, he's telling him how to cover up. No, I said he should have done it. But I war game stuff. I said if you're going to cover it up, because I know you're not involved, shut up! Shut up! Oh, my constituents, if you want to look at Epstein, you're an idiot Democrat, Mark, and you've been conned by them, and you're not MAGA. Just like Mark Levin and all of them. If you don't want to have nuclear war, or you don't want to have us tell you what to do, you're anti-Semitic and you're not MAGA. None of you guys were for Trump. I was one of the first people to endorse him. I don't need to hear that from you. Pro-shot, pro-open border, pro-world government, pro-censorship. You're not Americans. You're absolute 100% high-level Mossad operatives. My God. I bet Levin's a colonel in the Israeli military. I just cannot take it anymore. And I don't hate you because you're Jewish. I don't hate you because you're Mossad. I hate you because you're trying to bully us and get in our face and acting like a bunch of assholes and then energizing the Nazis. See, because I'm actually thinking multi-level, dumbass. But they're not actually that dumb. They think they're creating a big crisis and they'll come out on top after some synagogues get hit soon, which I said 8 months ago on Tucker is coming. And I told people that are doing nothing but go after Israel constantly. I go, you think you're getting all this attention and all this stuff? What happens when the Democrats use this to blow up MAGA and they know how much power you got? They're going to throw you in prison. I've told Fuentes this. I said, I know you're tough. He's not scared. I said, you should be. I mean, you should be understanding. Not just, don't be scared to do the right thing even if you get killed, but this will lead to a conflagration. Think second, third, fourth order that is going to be so destructive. And it doesn't mean you don't expose Israel and America first. It's just saying, understand all these other ingredients have been added for the second, third, fourth order events that are coming, and it spells out destruction. And that's exactly what Tucker said last night. So what are you going to do when somebody truck bombs a Jewish center? What are you going to do when somebody goes to a synagogue and shoots 300 people? Because I can see the last ingredient to this. You'd have to be an idiot not to. And then where are we? Now, this has gotten so out of hand, and people have turned on Israel so much, I'm going to warn Netanyahu, and I'm going to warn these Mossad agents right now. And you know, I'm giving you my real advice, and I'm known at the FBI, the CIA, everywhere, have tried to hire me for my ability to understand this stuff as a top analyst. I mean, seriously. But you don't have to be that smart to know this. You're not, if you actually trigger this, you're not going to get out of it. You think because you got nuclear weapons, this is going to end up okay? You're going to get Israel destroyed and probably the rest of the world with us. So, with humanity. So, you've got to stop, ladies and gentlemen, all of us. All of us have to come together and realize the bigger picture of these evil globalist forces trying to manipulate this conflagration. It's got to stop. I want prosperity. I want justice. I want Western civilization. I want Christianity. I want freedom. I want to stop the expansion of cancerous Islam. And I want to kick the Israeli firsters out of our government.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right. You heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I just did 30 minutes of live broadcast and tied in all these big developments and stories together for big picture. Now I'm going to drill in the actual documents and, you know, statements and things. And then joining us to cover the waterfront, investigative journalist Max Blumenthal. It's going to be very powerful. Then Roger Stone on the Epstein hysteria due to the cover-ups. And do it being a bellwether, a symbol of whether or not the government can be trusted or not, and Trump's absolutely horrible handling of it, and where this fiasco is going. I told people 10 months ago when this started unraveling, I said, this is going to be a big deal. And then when Elon got run out of there, I said, this is just as big. These are the big cracks. And then now the Israel stuff, and you add all that together. I mean, Elon at Doge was killing it. And I mean killing the deep state by cutting their funding out. Now that's slowed down almost to a standstill compared to where it was. And this is a swamp fighting back. Nobody said this would be easy. And Trump's got a big job. You know, he does such a great job in so many places. It's just that we cannot sit here when Trump's making major mistakes, we can give him bad advice and suck our thumbs and go along with it. All right. So, Glenn Beck did a great job yesterday, and all the new stuff they released today, same crap. There's nothing there. People talking about votes in the House, people talking about the Federal Reserve, Bannon spamming news to people. I got my phone right here with him sending me stuff yesterday. So that's what I do, too. I send him stuff. So send him stuff back then. So that's your – and it was all old. It was all known. This stuff was already there. So my job is not defending Bannon. I'd already looked into it and said there's nothing there. And again, oh, the Democrats, oh, the name's blacked out. This probably isn't Giuffre. It's another woman. But that woman says Trump didn't do anything to her. No, it's Giuffre and all the others. But the Democrats blacked it out on purpose so they could act like it was something else. And then Crockett gets up on CNN. He goes, you notice the Republicans blacked out the names, so I don't think it's Giuffre. And even the CNN host goes, no, it's the Democrats blacked it out. They released it. And Johnson's like, no, go ahead, vote, release it all. Now the Democrats are like, eh, nice, yeah, don't release it all, just cherry pick, get it out ahead. Oh, Trump kicking him out of Mar-a-Lago. Oh, Bannon coming and meeting with him once for a TV interview that we've seen clips of. See, now you get what they're doing. And I knew this beforehand. So why did Trump say kill the investigations? Because all the billionaires came to him and the rich Democrats and the heads of universities and hedge funds and said, listen, this is old and a lot of it's just innuendo and we want to work with you. Can we just... And then do you think that the Democrat Party would ever abide by a deal they made with you? I mean, you always tell the snake story of the frozen snake and the lady picks it up and warms it up and bites her. She says, why'd you do that? Well, I'm a snake. Well, you know the story of the frog and the scorpion, right? There's a river. The scorpion comes over. The frog says, will you carry me across? The frog goes, no, you're a scorpion. You'll kill me. He goes, I promise I won't. Okay, get on my back. Swims across, dumps off the scorpion. The scorpion goes, boom! And the frog's laying there dying in incredible pain. He goes, why'd you do that? He goes, because I'm a scorpion. And I've been around these scum, you know, they're billionaires, try to buy me off, all that stuff. And I said, no, they were off-record meetings, so I didn't expose it because it wasn't criminal. And then before the show trials and the mediations in Connecticut, and you're up there with the judge, you know, in the mediation and the head of the law firm and my lawyer. The guy shows up 20 minutes late, and I've gone all the way there to meet with him, and he just says, we're the mafia, you know, the Godfather, and we run everything, and you will be destroyed, and that's the way it is. Or I'm going to go talk to your lawyer outside of this room for a little while, and he'll tell you how things work. And the judge is like, that's weird, never seen anything like that. He's retired, very respected judge. I mean, I've flown all the way up there in a 15-minute meeting. Most of that was me, you know, talking smack back, saying you'll be defeated. And he goes and tells Norm, I've told the story before, we're driving to the car afterwards, and I go, Norm goes, well, they do would like to meet with you, actually, in a few weeks, and have, like, a conference with you, you know, about if you change your rhetoric on the Second Amendment and things. And I said, let me guess, and there's more. And he said, yeah, they'd want a few days with you, there's more. And I went, so I can become their minion? And I was like, Norm, you understand, I was already offered a bunch of money by their bosses before this all started a few years ago. I'm willing to die for this. He goes, no, I figured you'd say that. And I said, well, give them my answer. No, fuck no, to quote Tony Montana. And ask Norm. And they go, oh, that's a private mediation. You're not supposed to release it. Well, that kind of crap's criminal, saying we're the mafia and that stuff, so I don't care. Plus, later, they called Norm and my other lawyers on the phone and said all the same crap to him over the phone, not in the mediation. Then they did it again in Fort Worth after the show trials in a federal courthouse with a federal judge ordered by the federal court 2 days long, and I walked out the first afternoon. And they had the head FBI guy that sued me and ran it all. He was there running it, and they'd have these breakaway rooms. And they came in with the same pitch in front of my Texas lawyers. They couldn't believe it. And I said, this isn't going to happen. They don't want money. And they said, well, let's go up from $75 million offer to $90 million. I go, I've never made that much money in my life. I'm not going to do that. He goes, and they said, well, let's just see. And I said, okay, you go ahead and you watch. Even because they said no to $75, we want $90. And they went and offered him $90 million just because I knew. And they said, actually, there's no amount. While they run around and bitch and claim they're owed all this money and they want to shut InfoWars down for money when this equipment isn't worth $500,000 now. On average, it's like 7, 8 years old. Obsolete. There's 10-year-old cameras in that studio in there. 12-year-old cameras in the studio. 6-year-old cameras in here. These cameras were like $3,000 or $4,000 new. This set, $400,000, all wired and hooked in, obsolete now. Might get $100,000 for this. Back when these bought these screens, they cost 3 times more a screen. Everybody knows that. But my point is, it's just all crap, all bull, all lies. So I know how this works. Oh, yeah, Scorpion, get them. Oh, you're the mafia. I didn't know that. Tell me, oh, God, I'm scared now. Because these people really think, like, threatening me scares me. You don't know. I didn't already know this. It's why I'm coming after you. I'm a warrior. I come from good people that built this country. You're not dealing with all the trash and scum you come from. You're dealing with a Texan, bitch. And there's still some of us left. And we crush snakes under our heels. Got it? You got the tiger by the tail. You've got the problem. I am the detonator of the revolution you see around you, and you know it. And my work has just begun. So feel your hand. You want a war? You got a war. You've been attacking me and been enjoying yourself in your arrogant perch that you're part of the power structure and invincible. You are scum. You are losers. You are retarded gremlins that fed on this country when she was asleep. Well, she ain't asleep now, bitch. So let me tell you about the real mafia of populism. Let me tell you about real power that comes from real people with real guts and real bones and real morals. If you think hurting and attacking people like me and the American people that are now awake will make us go away, please continue and you will continue to find out. We have only begun to fight. And like a boa constrictor, we're wrapped around them, and they think they got us, we got them. And we're just squeezing and squeezing. And we get stronger. And you get weaker. So you just believe your little MSNBC bubble. You just stay in your little bubble. You just wear your little virtual reality goggles and just live in your little fantasy land all you want. But while you're doing that, we are moving. And we've just begun to move. And if you think you're in trouble now, you haven't even begun to run in to the next wave that gets here in about a year. You think you can discredit, remove Trump, and stop us? That's hilarious. You think you can take our purity and get us to attack Trump and get him out of the way for you? That's a symbol of how good we are and how strong we are, how we're not going away. You see our purity as weakness. No, it's our strength. All right, let's start getting to the clips. So here's Glenn Beck, did a great job with the documents. Just one, you can go through each one of the emails, it's the same story. All misrepresentation, all crap. This is what the Democrats got, and now they don't want the full stuff of the Epstein released. Oh, you wanted to say release it, say you had it. Johnson's saying release it, and then all the stuff you're releasing is the most pathetic, recycled nothing. Here's Glenn Beck.
Why are they trying to cover up that Donald Trump had sex with children? I mean, it's as clear as day in the email. Let me read what Jeffrey Epstein wrote. I want you to realize that the dog who hasn't barked is Trump. Victim, redacted, spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned. New information just released. Or is it? Because in 2011, that was released and everybody knew it. It's been out floating around. Here's the change. I want you to realize the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. Virginia spent hours at my house with him. Why would you redact a name that is already out in the public square? Well, because it makes it all suddenly new and shiny. You see victim and you're like, oh, there's a victim that he was, who was the victim? But when you know it's Virginia, you know this has already gone to court. She already testified about this. And I'm quoting, this is from the testimony. He didn't partake in any of this, any sex with any of it. It's true. This is not new news. If you remember when the shutdown first started, what did the Democrats say the reason why they did the shutdown? Why Mike Johnson and everybody else wouldn't negotiate? Because the heat was on to release the Epstein files, and they didn't want to have to do that, so they shut the government down. So the government is open, and what does Mike Johnson do yesterday? He said the House is going to vote on a bill to release all of the files related to Jeffrey Epstein next week. Good, Mike. Release all of it. If anybody thinks that you're ever going to get the truth on this in the first place, it's madness. It was in the hands of the Democrats for the longest time. You don't think it was all picked through? And if there was anything about Donald Trump, you don't think that would have come up between 2020 and 2024? There's nothing in there about Donald Trump.
And Bongino and Patel and all them did a horrible job. And contradicted Bondi. And I'm not sure who's worse, but I believe me. I mean, I need the Justice Department to do a good job. I want to do a good job. I am horrified by all this. No, it's just like Roger told me when Trump was reelected. He said, no, CIA wants it covered up. He goes, I can't give you the details, but it's nothing's coming out. CIA, Mossad. He's right. I mean, you know. And so Trump did this, and Trump, it's terrible. But there you go. But the Democrats are the ones screwing the girls and all the rest of it. It's them. They're all in there. And now Trump's like, okay, fine, then release it. And the Democrats are like, oh, no, God, no, don't release the full thing. Just let us release some cherry pick stuff here. Oh, my goodness. I called it. It wasn't hard to call it. And I was the bad guy in MAGA. I was undermining Trump. Oh, I was, oh, no, we need to shut up about Epstein. Well, the majority of MAGA has morals. Unlike some of you that I notice people that always say don't criticize Trump had just jumped on the bandwagon. You're political babies. You don't know what you're talking about. And obviously this is a hot button issue. I've been exposing it since day one of the first. It can bring down the whole globalist system and it's got to be done. And so we're not like you. We're not like Democrats that'll just cover up evil because it's, quote, our party. I'm not a Republican. I'm a populist Christian patriot, and I wanted to reform the Republican Party through the Tea Party and Ron Paul. We built that beachhead, and we've done it to a great extent. It's way better than Democrats, okay? But that's all it is a vehicle to save the country and the world, okay? And if it ain't doing that or people aren't doing that, we'll take them to the woodshed. That's what we do. We're in charge, the American people. Folks always ask, who funds you? Who are your bosses? When I get sued, they always ask. They always go to the emails. Where's the orders? Where's the directives? Where's the plan? Well, the crew sees it. I come in here hours before, all these articles, videos. I come on the air. It's talk radio on TV. And the left just can't believe it. That's reason they, one of the reasons that they defaulted me in these fake suits. They said, he won't give us the marketing plan. He won't give us the news plan. He won't give us the talking points, the directives, because they don't exist when they deposed my dad. Over and over again, CNN had the headline. There is a plan. It's in Alex's head. And only in the end did they figure it out. I mean, I've been in these meetings when at the time Richest Guy in the World's lawyers are trying to buy me off. They got me there under another pretense. And they're like, are you working with the GS79Q4 group? Or is it the blah, 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 blah? And the Q, and it's go Q. He said Q. They've been calling super top secret stuff Q on the OSS from before World War II. That's why they call James Bond's technician Q. Dumbos. The point is that they're like, are you a GX79 or the Q group? Somebody, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. I know it's some classified grouping. No, I'm Alex Jones. Sure. So we checked. You're not with the Russians. You're not with the, and they're saying terms that are like super classified. I don't even know. And I'm just like, no, but I've studied all this and I don't like what you guys are doing and I'm not for sale. Because they all work for somebody. They all take orders. I'm going to say it again. You know who gives the orders in my life? You know who gives the orders on the show? You know where it comes from? Right here. This guy's in charge. And you can be in charge of your own life, too, and have your own views and your own will that you impose on the world. But that is what spooked them out, because I had other intelligence agency visits and things, too, including foreign ones I've mentioned. Because they went and got the database of my family and you know, some of the stuff they've been involved in, but they never told me anything other than the government's corrupt and evil and you can't trust them. So I didn't grow up around all, you know, political science books and military books and, you know, engineering and, you know, but I was never told any of this stuff. I was just told how the world works. So I was in the right soil with the right mind and the right background to be a futurist, analyst, expert of experts, the best. And I don't say that as a power trip. The enemy already knows I'm the best. Steve Bannon says I'm the best, and I don't know, he's super smart, but there's a few of us, okay? But I am the best. I'm as good as it gets, boys and girls, and that's why they want me shut up. Because if you start actually understanding how all this works and get multifaceted understanding and don't just think one-dimensionally, they can't control you. And you're smart enough that you can learn what I know and more. So you want to know who's going to save us? Nobody's coming to save us. You got to look in the mirror. Maybe you're a truck driver and you see something, get footage of it. Or, you know, it's little things. You're not going to save the world one big swoop with a, you know. No, it's lots of little good deeds. And being an inspiration to others that changes the world. We got Max Blumenthal coming on with huge news. We'll hit all the different angles to tie together on this. And we got Megyn Kelly and Tucker saying to the Israel lobby, cool your heels and knock it off. You're gonna get people killed. This is incendiary. You're crazy. You need to stop. Then there's all this other news. But bottom line, they're calling it the dark days of the dawn. The globalists are making their move on Trump. And they know that Trump supporters are moral and care. So they can then misrepresent a bunch of stuff and a few missteps of Trump. Blow all those things up really huge and get us all to commit political suicide. No, we don't abandon Trump. We rush in and influence Trump and influence the information and influence the lawmakers and stay maximum engaged. We don't take our balls and go home. We're not black pilled. We're not white pilled. We're action pilled. We're victory pilled. Oh, I got so much today, but that was a good warm up here about where we are now. Today's the last day on this 48-hour sale. This is an incredible product. If you don't know what Shilajit is, research it, and then know we got the best. Because all I want to do is sell you the best, so you get the best response, so you want it again. It's real simple. It's like the movie American Gangster. Great, watched that again last week with Denzel Washington based on a true story. And he's like, why is everybody selling heroin cut down 90%? Not, you know, nine times whatever. Well, I'll just sell pure heroin. And war, you know, and then everybody wants his heroin. Well, I'm not selling heroin that hurts you. I'm selling good stuff. But if I'm going to sell you turmeric, it's going to be the strongest. I'm going to sell you Shilajit, it's the strongest. I'm going to sell you ultramethylene blue, it's the strongest. I mean, why the hell? I'm like, why don't people sell the strongest stuff? It's not even that much more expensive. Well, what's the issue here? I mean, you know. But it's like they make cars that break in 5 years and they can last 20. Planned obsolescence. Well, that's not my ball game. You know, they can make light bulbs last 20 years. They don't. Shilajit gummies, buy one, get one free bottle. These are incredible. They're so good for stamina, libido, energy. They got all these trace elements in them. They got all these natural peptides. It's great for women, great for men. It's just amazing. Increased cellular energy, testosterone boost support naturally, mental clarity, libido booster. Buy one bottle of Shilajit gummies and get another one free at thealexjonesstore.com. Ends tonight at midnight. Also, they're only buying like 500 of these at a time. So they brought in four knives last week, 500 each. They sold out in one day. I'm like, you got to get thousands of knives. These are badass folding knives. I picked them. Custom knives with personal inscriptions, collector's items. But they got 600 of these in. This baby is going to sell out, I bet, in an hour. So get it right now. Really nice, fast action flip knife. This one is Scott's favorite. That is a sexy knife. And I love the folks at Bigley, but man, guys, we need 10,000 of these, sweethearts. That'll fix all our problems. Everybody wants these. So that'll be sold out in probably an hour. You can get that new bad boy, the D2 stainless steel blade, 3.2-inch, lightweight folding knife, stainless steel, highest quality. Massive discount. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. And I don't own that. So even when they shut down InfoWars, which you're very close to doing, they don't own that, so they can't shut that down. That funds the new network. We got the backup studios built, new bigger ones like this being built right now. We're having to run all this and build the studios. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying we're not sitting around here with our thumbs in our butts, all right? You want somebody to fight like hell for you? I'm doing it because we all have the same fate. We're in the same boat. We'll hang together, hang separate. I'm giving you 100% total maximum effort with everything I got. Now back me right now and back yourself.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
If you are receiving
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
There's a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog. Let's get it on. And so, you know my view. I think it's your view. Not out starting fights. Not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.
The incredibly positive health effects of methylene blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago. My medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. And I bought it on Amazon. It had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigly, at theoxygenstore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory, it blew me away and changed my life. The clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. And in the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taken it, that I've checked back with, has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months that just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. Experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experienced it, tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that methylene blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took ultramethylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product you guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again. And it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting ultramethylene blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at theoxygenstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the info war, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life.
All right, investigative journalist Max Blumenthal joins us in 60 seconds. You don't want to miss this information. This is Critical Intel. Share the live feeds now. We'll be right back. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I predicted, and it wasn't hard to do, MAGA Trump land is now in a four-front civil war. And when I predicted his handling of Epstein being so disastrous 10 months ago, people got pissed at me like I was a party pooper. And then when you saw all this bizarre Israel first stuff, and then added Kash Patel running around, you know, through his proxy suing everybody for absolutely nothing, like Elijah Schaefer. And then you've got Trump saying, yeah, no, there's no talent in America. They're going to use that. And the rest of it, it's a disaster. Because, I mean, the Democrats, for all the Republican problems, are absolutely a rotten fish from, you know, the head down. I mean, they're just bonker town dangerous. And so we need Trump to succeed. But that said, Trump's base is not like, on average, the servile Democrats. They're more sophisticated, and they're based on moral guidestones that they expect. So Trump went down like 6-7 points. We had the pollsters on there, very accurate, like Mark Mitchell, when he said, if you want Epstein out, you believe that, you know, you're not MAGA. You're not in our movement. Well, that's like 95% of your base. I mean, that's like you've been happily married 10 years and one day you just come home and beat the shit out of your wife and you wonder why she's leaving you. I mean, maybe you can knock her upside the head a few times. She forgives you the first time you go to counseling, but I'm like, don't beat us up anymore or, you know, we're going to have to get the station wagon with the kids and leave. I mean, that's my analogy. And then he's got Patel suing people with lawfare and using lawfare liberal terms like microaggressions. And, well, you didn't say she's a Mossad agent, but you did criticize Israel before. I mean, this is disgusting. And then we've got Todd Blanche. It's not enough he killed a criminal investigation, the ones he knows about, into the Democrats, the DOJ suing me and creating, you know, the big lie that I did all this stuff to people to raise, you know, money for themselves. He's like, Jones is fringe and doesn't deserve help. And then he, you know, he's keeping people in jail that are heroes that expose election fraud in Colorado. And Patel's up there during the headlights saying, no, crooks acted alone. And now they've been caught. And I don't just have this from sources. I have it from our reporters. It's about to break. Brown Morello. He did have social media. He did have metadata. and it all got scrubbed, and they got caught lying about it. So now you have Kash Patel and them joining in on the cover-up that went under the Democrats, and everybody knows what we saw. And that's a whole other thing. We could do 10 hours on that. But I've had Delta Force, Green Berets, Navy SEALs. I'm a decent shooter, not a ballistics guy, but Crooks gets off his shots. Somebody else, when he doesn't get the shot, shoots from way off in the woods or by the water tower. You see it hitting the bags and hitting people, bigger, higher caliber. And they're like, nope, nothing going on here. And his parents are both behavioral psychologists, and his house is like a clean room. And then, I mean, he goes on and on. And then you got the pipe bomber stuff coming out. And now they've got a rapid reaction force trying to shut that down. Now the FBI's created a rapid response team to go after Tucker. And you've got all the neocons, probably Mossad agents, quite frankly, you know, making open threats, kill the fox in the hen house, you know, neutralize it. And even Megyn Kelly figured this out. And she's like, what are you going to do when somebody busts a cap in Tucker? This is dangerous, folks. So that's a lot. I don't know where he wants to go first, because I want him on about the Elijah Schaefer suit, because I saw Elijah reading off of it. And I called him and I said, Elijah, have you posted the suit? I go, I believe you, because he did similar stuff to me. This is even crazier. He goes, oh, yeah, maybe I should post it. I'm like, yeah, you might want to post that lawsuit. So he gave it to us. It's worse than he said. I mean, this is, they go, well, it's true. He didn't ever say she's a Mossad agent, but he did criticize the Gaza war, so he deserves to be shut down. I mean, what? And then it's his PR firm, his charity, his law firm, FBI lawyers. People are like, is it a proxy? Does a bear shit in the woods? So I'm going to shut up now. We only have like 30 minutes, 35 minutes. Max Blumenthal, great journalist, really smart guy, thegrayzone.com. He broke the Elijah Schaefer stuff. And he's, again, joins us right now. Really appreciate him coming on with us. I'm going to try to shut up because I've kind of already thrown out my wad there. But this is just, this is wild. Where do you want to start? Do you agree we're going into MAGA Civil War? You want to start with the Elijah Schaefer suit? You want to start with the Epstein stuff? Because it's all interconnected. Where do you want to go?
I don't even know if we can call this a civil war. It's like the base against the donor class and all the phonies that the donor class has just put out there. It's the 99% of MAGA against the 1%. That's
exactly
the way
it's a literal class war. The real populist movement that took over part of the Republican Party is now at war with the Republican establishment that's uniparty holding on by its fingernails.
And something I do want to talk about at some point, but I think we should, you know, cover everything.
No, you got the floor. I'm going to shut up right now.
You were saying, but Donald Trump is being pushed by Marco Rubio, one of the co-authors of TPS, to attack Venezuela. He's about to destabilize South America and cause another massive migration wave and a civil war in South America. They're lying about Venezuela being a narco cartel government. The cocaine and fentanyl is not coming from there. It's coming from the West Coast, from countries that are allied with the U.S. And they are going to bring real cartels there from Colombia, flooding Venezuela. It's going to be a disaster. They're lying to you about that. They've lied again and again and again. And I think people are starting to wake up to being sold out on all of these promises. And Trump saying he was going to fight the deep state. Kash Patel said he was going to fight the deep state. He started a foundation to take on the deep state with legal action. And now he is using the chair of that foundation to sue Elijah Schaefer and other America First personalities, including a former FBI agent, Kyle Serafin, who is a conservative FBI agent, someone who wasn't part of the so-called liberal deep state, because Kyle Serafin, what did he do? He embarrassed Kash Patel by exposing that he was taking the FBI's jet on, you know, our dime as U.S. taxpayers to go on a date night with his girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins, to see her sing the national anthem at a pro wrestling event in Pennsylvania. I think he was flying out from Las Vegas.
And he basically ran for FBI director years ago against Ray, saying he used a private jet.
Yep.
And then he uses it way more than he did.
Yep. I mean, way more. And so, first of all, I don't know why Cash Patel, it would be much more convenient to move in with his girlfriend, but he's still living with his male roommate in Las Vegas. And he's now filing a $5 million lawsuit against Kyle Serafin as well. And he's suing someone named Sam Parker, who, as far as I know, I mean, I haven't even heard from him, so he probably can't even afford legal counsel.
Why go after, because Serafin said a little bit, but I don't think it's defamatory. He just covered what was being said. Maybe she's a honeypot. You're allowed to say that. He could say maybe she's a Martian. Maybe the moon's made of cheese. But now going after Elijah Schaefer, I mean, they actually say he didn't say anything. This is crazy.
Right, right. He posted a photo of a real photo of Cash Patel and his girlfriend quote tweeting a quote about Mossad honeypots in Iran. And it was obviously tongue in cheek. It was obviously humorous to me, because a lot of people in the MAGA base, from my point of view, are wondering what the hell happened to Cash Patel. He was promising radical disclosure on Epstein, on the JFK files. And now he's claiming he sounds like Epstein's lawyer when he's testifying before Congress, claiming Epstein trafficked women to no one. He actually said no one. What he meant was no one but himself. But this sounds like something Alan Dershowitz would have said.
And then his partner in crime, Epstein's, is in prison for trafficking and abuse, but it doesn't exist.
Right. And so he signed the joint memo with Pam Bondi in July to basically suppress the Epstein files. Trump is bringing Lauren Boebert into the Situation Room, I think with Patel and Bondi, to intimidate her against signing on to the petition to release the Epstein files. Everybody in Congress knows, all the GOP members of Congress know, it's the kiss of death to go against this petition. But Donald Trump is obviously afraid of something. He's afraid of being exposed further. And Cash Patel's role is not only covering him, but he's using his own foundation, his own personal lawyer, hiding behind his girlfriend as proxy to sue the Voices of America First, who helped make Donald Trump's comeback possible, including Elijah Schaefer, who I think has been your co-host and been a guest on your show.
Yes, we've been friends a long time.
They're attacking you by proxy.
Well, I mean, I had a lot to cover with you, but you're a smart guy. Let me ask you this. If I wanted to destroy myself, I would do the things Trump, Patel, and Bongino have been doing. I mean, it's perfectly done to make themselves look like villains and create mega Streisand effects. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, I mean, it started, I think, in July, where Trump lost his mystique. But Epstein's it's a symbol of something much bigger that I saw coming when Donald Trump was running for office. And Miriam Adelson, the Israeli warlord, the Israeli Likudnik warlord, who is an American citizen, but couldn't really tell you, probably doesn't know the rules of NFL football, couldn't really tell you where a good steakhouse is in Denver. She's basically an Israeli who's here to manipulate the U.S. government and is the heir to the fortune of casino baron Sheldon Adelson. And she and Sheldon have kicked in $230 million into Trump's campaigns. And she was one of the top funders of Donald Trump. And so I knew that his brand of America First was going to be turned into Israel First as soon as he became president. And then when he fails to release the Epstein files, people start asking questions about, for example, I don't know, Mossad honeypots. What was Jeffrey Epstein? He was clearly working with the Mossad. He was his closest friend was the former Israeli prime minister.
Ehud Barak, constantly there. He took over the family business from known Mossad asset, Maxwell's dad. It's ridiculously obvious.
Right, right. I mean, Robert Maxwell ended his life. I mean, his final chapter was really in Israel, and he was basically given a state funeral in Israel. And Jeffrey Epstein, he's a bipartisan figure. You can see from these emails. He's like the epitome of deep state. You know, he's hanging out with Larry Summers one day, he's hanging out with Donald Trump the next day. Donald Trump used to cavort with Bill Clinton and hang out with Playboy bunnies with Jeffrey Epstein. So that was all well known, but now it's pretty obvious Donald Trump doesn't want it coming out. And now we see Donald Trump is a creature of this duopoly who's taking money from basically a foreign billionaire in order to enact measures on behalf of an apartheid state that just committed genocide right before our eyes, that is undergoing right now in Israel. They're having a huge scandal because soldiers have been caught on video raping Palestinian prisoners with batons in Israeli torture dungeons. And the Israeli army lawyer who sought to expose it attempted to commit suicide, and now she's being prosecuted. And this is the country that Donald Trump is upholding as our greatest ally.
And Knesset members on TV saying they deserve it. We should make this an official law to rape people.
Yes. And that they just passed a law in the Knesset to execute these captives. It's that kind of savagery that makes people question why we have to, in the words of Kash Patel, why in December 2024 in an FBI interview, America must prioritize Israel. That's what Kash Patel said. Why does America have to prioritize Israel? I mean, some people watching this might have some pro-Israel opinions or might not be sympathetic to Palestinians, but why do we have to constantly prioritize that country?
Well, I was going to say, I'm not some Islamic lover, and I don't want to blow up Israel, but the classic, you know, stereotypes and all this of what people said about Israel is definitely happening. Netanyahu's openly trying to take over the Republican Party from the beginning. He sees the weakness of the Democrats, and then you've got their spokesman openly making threats, getting very vicious, trying to bully America, which is the perfect storm to make people completely turn against Israel. So I think it's important to expose bad things Israel does. My issue is it's become the giant zeitgeist, and it's only getting worse, and Israel is completely losing the propaganda battle. And so what do you think the thinking is there? Just arrogance, or what the hell is happening, Max Blumenthal?
I mean, what we see, they've clearly gone too far, and they've had control over the Republican Party lock, stock, and barrel since there were these battles in the 1980s and early 90s in which Pat Buchanan and figures below him like Joseph Sobran at the National Review were basically kicked out of the movement. And the party started taking in tons of pro-Israel money, and then they created this kind of Christian Zionist movement, which was fueled by pro-Israel money. That
Nixon was warned of, and Buchanan was just his protege. So Buchanan was just a hangover of Nixon, which part of the reason they removed him was because he was trying to stop the Israel lobby takeover as well.
So now we see the same thing playing out then, but on a much greater level at the Heritage Foundation, which is like the outsourced brain of the Republican Party. It's really where the conservative movement's ideas get turned into policy. And their president, Kevin Roberts, said, we should just be able to have a debate over Israel, over U.S. policy towards Israel as Americans. And he was sort of referring to Tucker Carlson being able to host whoever he wants on his show. And that caused the biggest freak out. And a donor threatened to pull $500,000 from the Heritage Foundation. Kevin Roberts was treated to 2 hours of ritual humiliation from members of his own staff.
It was a literal Maoist struggle session.
Yes, yes, it really looked like that. Other members of his staff who agreed with him, there should be a debate on this, were asked to go to a Shabbat dinner that Friday. And obviously, if they didn't show up, they were going to be suspect. It's the same thing that was happening in TPUSA in the weeks before Charlie Kirk's death, where he was losing donors like the aptly named Robert Shillman, who pulled $2 million out because Charlie Kirk said, I want to focus on America and not this other country. And Kevin Roberts is about to, he may lose his job, and he had to retract everything. And now the top target is Tucker and Megyn Kelly, the Babylon Bee, which is supposed to be sort of the America First conservative onion, but really is an Israel First publication run by Seth Dillon, who's heavily involved with all these Israel lobbyists, just put out a joke claiming Megyn Kelly just got rid of her old pager, referring to Israel's pager terrorist attack in Lebanon. So basically a death threat to Megyn Kelly.
And all she said in the video we have, we'll play when we come back.
Yeah.
Is, look, Levin, you guys are turning the heat up. If somebody kills Tucker, you're in big problems. Let's turn the heat down. She's not anti-Israel. And so I forgot the Charlie ingredient. So you have the Epstein cover-up. You have, you know, the Iran thing and Israel trying to totally exert open power, bullying of any conservatives or populists like myself, saying I work for Qatar and all this ridiculous crap, never even talked to him, got dollar one. All of that pisses people off. Then Charlie makes all these statements about I'm America First, Israel isn't bullying me. Then he dies. Then Patel gets caught. We first broke it, confirmed now, saying no foreign involvement. You're not allowed to investigate it, getting in Tulsi Gabbard's face when they said they found intel of possible foreign involvement and domestic groups. So there's a cover up there. And then you have all these threats coming out. I mean, just open threats by Josh Hammer and by Levin and by all of them. And people are like, whoa, like I was on the fence. I didn't want to come out and implicate Israel. And I don't think I still don't see real evidence, but there's certainly like trying to do that, trying to be the villain. What is going on here?
Yeah. What did Josh Hammer say? That Tucker has to be neutralized?
Like a fox in a hen house.
And you wonder why people believe the conspiracy theory that Israel killed Charlie Kirk. I mean, look at how they're behaving. In addition to the global assassination ring that Israel's Mossad runs, look at how they're behaving towards America First personalities. Megyn Kelly gets basically a pager threat. Okay. I never said that there was evidence that Israel killed Charlie Kirk, but many people believe it and you wonder why. Do they care about anything else? Like, do they care about the precepts of America First, the original branding and ethos of making America great again, of bringing American jobs back, of closing the border and those kinds of things that got Trump elected? It looks like they only care about Israel. And yet they have this powerful donor class behind them, Adelson, Bernard Marcus, Perlmutter, Robert Shillman, and they're able to control and manipulate organizations. And then they start to seem like anti-Semitic stereotypes, which to me, being an American Jew, is really dangerous because this is what so many people see as the image of American Jews is Ben Shapiro saying that, youth in New York shouldn't be able to live in the place that they grew up if they can't afford it. And this is what America's all about.
Well, and saying, screw Venezuela having family values. Family values don't matter. But it gets worse. Yeah. Have you seen Levin in a weird, when he read Tucker Carlson's text messages about, hey, debate me, said nothing about his stepson. And he goes, you just threatened my stepson. Yeah, I see you in person. You're going to get it. And then he's up on a stage at one of these, APAC groups. And he's a week and a half ago. And he's like, you think your little show? You got to get through us. Yeah, we're going to take you off the air. That's how, I mean, he literally sounds like an Italian gangster in a stereotypical movie. I mean, whoa.
Well, he sounds like Meyer Lansky. Who did the Jewish gangster who did the books for Lucky Luciano and Cosa Nostra. And Meyer Lansky actually helped set Sheldon Adelson up with the Sands in Las Vegas along with Bugsy Siegel. And that's where Mark Levin was speaking from wearing a gold tie. So he's basically like the PR agent for the mafia, threatening everyone saying, you think your stupid little podcast can succeed? You think anyone cares about your radio show? We'll destroy you. Basically saying there's no democracy. It doesn't matter what the people think. We have this donor class behind us.
Well, I was told by a very important, powerful billionaire, I'll leave it at that, just a few months ago, he said, listen, this is very dangerous. He goes, we know. We're trying to keep it out because it'll blow everything up. We just want stability. But he said, this is Meyer Lansky's group. It's the same group. He said, it's not like they just come from that. It is that mafia. I mean, but what you just basically said is they say, no, this is Meyer Lansky, Bugsy Siegel's, grandkids and kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, where did Meyer Lansky try to flee when he was kicked out of Cuba? He tried to go to Israel, where they have a non-extradition policy. It's filled with mafia from Eastern Europe. The guy that just got rung up in this huge scandal rocking Ukraine, who is considered Zelensky's wallet, has just fled to Israel. It looks like he embezzled like $100 million of taxpayer money, which is our money going into Ukraine. This is mafia stuff.
Max Blumenthal, stay there. We only got like 15 minutes left with you. I want to come back, give you the floor on these other issues, how it ties together. Incredible analysis. It's just true. And is it chutzpah? Is it arrogance? I mean, because Napoleon said never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, I don't think Israel's my enemy. I mean, and I can think ahead. This is going to be explosive. We got Tucker talking about it. We got Megyn Kelly too. We'll play those clips when we come back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We
We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Trump's approval ratings also down, according to real pollsters that I see on the street. I got my finger on the pulse. Meeting with the leader of Al-Qaeda, the dictator of Syria. I understand he inherited that, but you don't have to slobber all over him. It's just all real bad. And, again, some of my listeners are like, well, we need Trump to succeed. Stop talking about it. No. We have the White House's attention, okay? And we've been able to fix some things here, so I'm trying to salvage things, but this is going downhill fast. But let me just say it this way, and we'll go to our guest, and let him get to all the other topics. He's got to go here in about 12 minutes. I study second, third, fourth order consequences. And so everybody that wants to blow Israel up and thinks it's so cool. I mean, I saw the Young Turks yesterday from the day before literally say, yeah, we do want to get rid of Israel. We want war with Israel. So there is that camp, okay? And that's where this goes. And everybody's got to get more anti-Israel to prove they're the purest. It just becomes the only issue. And it's an important issue. And then Israel behaving like this does make it a central issue. And it's just, it's disastrous when all these different factions aren't thinking further ahead. Israel has all these nuclear weapons. The whole world, it's the most unpopular country in the world now in Gallup polls. So with the way Netanyahu wants to cling to power by crisis creation and management, and then that supercharges all the other factions, including the left and the Islamics and all that, and the Mandamis, this just gets worse and worse and leads to a very bad place. And then God knows what the Likudniks will do, a false flag on a synagogue, something. I said that 8 months ago on Tucker. He agreed. He warned that, you know, obviously they're teeing that up. This goes to a very, very bad place. It's like a game of chicken, but we all lose. So here's two short clips. Here's Megyn Kelly. She's being attacked and basically death threatened for this. Oh, well, get rid of your pager, sweetheart. Because she's like, knock it off. You know, stop. Tucker's not a, you know, quit escalating Mark Levin. She knows them both. And then they come back and threaten her. And then here's Tucker just straight up. And I know Tucker well. He's so excited. He's the happiest he's ever been. He came to apologize to me 15 years ago for being a neocon. Pledged he'd never do it again. I was like, you don't come apologize to me. And he goes, well, you woke me up, my kids, with your videos. And we become really good friends over the years. And I hang out with Tucker quite a bit. I mean, he is bouncing off the walls happy. And everything he says on air is what he says behind the scenes. And he's like, I don't hate Israel. Like 8 months ago at his house, he's like, Netanyahu was just calling up threatening me. He's like, I hung out with him for days. He's like, they're all after me. And he goes, they don't understand. They're going to destroy themselves. This is insane. Because he can think out. He was stationed in the Middle East for years, blown up by terrorists with a CIA dad on a jumbo jet. They barely survived. And his dad had the thing covered up because they didn't want to know the assassination almost worked. And he didn't even know till later. But the point is that this is hardcore dangerous. So here's the two clips. We'll go back to Max Blumenthal and talk about where he sees this going and how does Trump extricate himself out of this, or if he doesn't, what does he predict is going to happen? Because this is a disaster, folks. And people, oh, not even God can sink this ship. The second term of Trump on this trajectory will be like the Titanic. Okay, and we've got time to turn away from the iceberg, but not long. Okay? And believe me, the Democrats want to put me in prison, so I need Trump to succeed. What you're getting from me is, oh, you got Qatar. I put another turban on my head. Oh, Jones is doing this because of Qatar, this imaginary bull. All right, here's the clips.
I know Tucker and Ben both. They are both under serious threats. Like, to be honest, I am too. Like, this is a very volatile time. I don't like to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. But I'm just saying, I know both of them are under serious threats. So just put a lid on it, Mark Levin. Because I guarantee you, the wrong people listen to that, and we could have another powder keg on our hands, and you don't want that. You don't want that on your conscience. Just have a debate like a man on principle. And why don't you show up at the Turning Point event and debate him? Just debate him. That would be so good for this conservative movement you claim to love so much. You know who's at the Turning Point events? Future conservatives and current conservatives. Young people. Young people. This would be a chance for you to influence somebody under the age of 70. You should show up there. And debate. Why wouldn't you debate? He's so disgusting, you can't debate him. I mean, I can see not debating Nick Fuentes, to be honest. I can. But Tucker, he's so far outside the mainstream. All the Jewish friends I have in my head who text me all the time, like, this is my father. They would all debate Tucker. They would love to debate Tucker. They've got their facts ready to go all day. Why won't he do it? And why is he sounding like a leftist shill with his rhetoric, just trying to dismiss people as like these horrible, bigoted people who I need to be, you can't even stand next to them on a stage? This is not good for America First or the conservative movement, and it's manna from heaven for progressives.
You want people to follow you? You want to sell your ideas to them? You want to convince them of what you're saying is true? Show some love for them. Demonstrate that you love, that you care about them. Why are we doing this? Because we think it's better for you. Shapiro and all of these guys, they don't make an effort to do that because they don't feel that way at all. Shut up, cattle. You're a Nazi. Give us the money for our preferred little country or else we're going to denounce you. Man, those attitudes are incompatible with leadership and, in fact, with democracy itself. You can't have a country of 350 million people governed by boutique goals and concerns. I really care so much about this thing. And you better care about it too. Or else I'm going to attack you and deplatform you. It doesn't work. It's illegitimate, actually. And if you keep it up, you're flirting with, you know, real backlash, like a real one. Not Nick Fuentes, like a real one. So cool it. Listen to other people. Don't treat them like cattle. Treat them like human beings.
Meanwhile, Levin put out audio yesterday. He's like, I don't care about podcasts, the internet. I'm on talk radio. I'm the biggest. Sorry, you're not in the top 20, dumbass. And so it's just, it shows this insane bubble. Levin just wants the attention. He's literally making Israel the villain. Max Blumenthal, Gray Zone, thegrayzone.com. Speak to whatever you want about this and those two powerful clips, but also the danger of what Tucker's talking about, where this does lead if this continues.
We're seeing the danger of it. The U.S. has become the eighth front in Israel's war, and Israel will be in a continuous war as long as it embraces this colonial model known as Zionism. It's been at war since its inception. As long as it insists on occupying millions of people, it's going to have a PR crisis, and people in the U.S. are going to speak out, and it's going to use its cutouts to try to crush them, which is why you're seeing this battle taking place. This started actually in Trump's first term. He came into office with hundreds of millions of dollars from Israeli cutout, Miriam and Sheldon Adelson, and he proceeded to assassinate a figure who had posed no threat to the United States, who actually worked directly with the U.S. military in Iraq to destroy ISIS, the second most important official in Iran, Major General Qasem Soleimani. And that started a war with Iran, which was going on today. Netanyahu asked Trump to do it, pushed him to do it. He did it. And what did Trump do this week? He welcomed in the Oval Office the founder of the Al-Qaeda branch in Syria, the co-founder of ISIS, formerly known as Mohammed al-Jolani, who is in a U.S. prison, Camp Buka in Iraq, who is now the president of Syria, not through any election, but through force. He welcomed him in the White House and sprayed Trump perfume on him and his foreign minister. This is after demonizing Zohran Mamdani, claiming there is going to be a jihadist takeover of New York. He welcomes the head of Al-Qaeda in Syria. So what's going on here? Al-Shara, that's his real name, has promised to basically stand down before Israel. And in exchange for doing whatever Israel wants as the Syrian president, Donald Trump is willing to spray perfume on you, even if you were an Al-Qaeda mass murderer. So what is going on here? Israel is dictating so much of Trump's agenda, and now it's starting to tear Donald Trump's very base apart, demoralize it, and you ask where this is going to go. Well, it's going to poison the presidential campaign of J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, as far as I know, he's not like the most zealously pro-Israel guy like Marco Rubio is, who's a creation of the Israel lobby and the neocons. And he wants to chart a middle path. But if you try to chart a middle path, people like Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Benjamin Netanyahu and Josh Hammer, they're going to see you as the enemy. You have to either be all in with their mafia or you're out. And they will try to destroy him the same way they're doing his friend, Tucker Carlson, and Megyn Kelly. And that spells disaster for the Republican Party.
I agree. In closing, looking at the cover-up of Epstein, now you've got the FBI covering up crooks and people helping him. You've got this rapid response team, and it's all unraveling. Turns out they did have all this internet data and metadata on crooks. Said they didn't. That's all coming out from our own reporter. And she's coming on later. I mean, this is disintegrating very, very quickly. How do you expect the Democrats to play this? I mean, what are the different possible outcomes of this? Let me ask this. I should have said this. How does Trump extricate himself from this? I think going further than Vance did a few weeks ago, where he says, we're not against Israel, blah, 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 but, you know, we're America first, and, you know, we run this administration. Well, then we need to see real action on that repudiation, or Israel will become the number one issue. It already has, and will completely, have a battle with Trump for control. I mean, what's going to happen?
I mean, I think the young people that are speaking out within both parties, who are calling out the leadership on TPUSA's tour, for example, asking tough questions of Trump's children about the $230 million from Mira Madison, they're doing the right thing. They're not going to be psyoped into falling back in line. And we're seeing the same thing with progressives. And let's be real. The Democrats sell out their base constantly. That's what they do. They just sold out their base on the ACA, and now they're focused on the Epstein files. If they were in power, they'd probably be suppressing the Epstein files too. This is about the people against the 1%, and it goes beyond any party. So it's important to keep the focus on these issues.
No, you're right. This is true populism.
Yes.
And my issue with Israel is, how did does Netanyahu care that he's made Israel the main battleground and that he's actually losing? And does he care the whole world turned against Israel?
He only cares about himself. And if you talk to most Israelis, they'll understand that. But there's no opposition there. And as long as he keeps Israel in a state of war, then people have to rally around the flag. And that's why he's preparing another war against Iran, in which Donald Trump said he was fully on board from the beginning with Israel's unprovoked attack on Iran, which wound up, how did it wind up? A communication center at the key U.S. airbase in the Middle East was hit by Iranian ballistic missiles at the end. It's going to be more intense and more violent. And so Israel's preparing to drag the U.S. back into another war with Donald Trump.
Well, I was about to say, the U.S. is building bases in Lebanon and Syria right now. What do you think those are for?
Yeah. The U.S. is building a base in Damascus. The whole point is war with Iran. But here's another thing that's happening in Congress. It's called the U.S.-Israel Defense Partnership Act. And all the AIPAC tools in Congress are going to sign on to this. And it will force us, the U.S. taxpayer, to pay an additional $335 million to buy emerging technology and weapons on behalf of Israel. And that's why it's so important to see what's happening to Thomas Massie, one of the few members of Congress who's actually standing up against this. And what is happening? Trump is targeting him in his own rural district in Kentucky
with
$20 million from Miriam Adelson, the Israeli warlord. And this is America first. This is disgusting.
All right,
people
on the left are
against it. People on the right are against it.
Absolutely. It's people come together. This is the ultimate symbol of insiders, outside power, special interests. It's become the, I wish China was the main focus, but okay, Israel wants to do it. Here we are. But looking at this, what about the Republican congressman Randy Fine out of Florida and all the rest of these guys literally saying, we're going to censor you, we're going to control you, and all these legislation they're passing that ends the First Amendment. The left's been the guys doing that. I'm totally against it. But now this, what about the whole censorship angle? And are you concerned about maybe a real crazy attack to synagogue? Or, something gets staged, but I don't see Netanyahu wanting to lose this. So if I was him, and he's Mr. False Flag, heavily involved 9/11 right through, I smell a red, wave the red shirt event. Israel needs that.
Yeah. Randy Fine and all these characters are the biggest advocates of hate speech laws to define whatever they don't like as hate speech. And this is something you traditionally associated with the quote-unquote woke left. Well, now it's the neocon Likudnik right that's really actually getting real action on this. And you're right to bring up the specter of false flags as well as manufactured anti-Semitism in order to create hysteria, in order to lock down the public speech and our ability to organize according to the First Amendment. In New York will be ground zero. They're freaked out about Zohran Mamdani. They want to discredit him. There's so many ways they could approach that. The recent spray painting of swastikas on a synagogue in Brooklyn, we don't know who did it, but it's very suspicious. And I think everyone needs to look at what's happening with a skeptical eye, including the Michigan terror plot that Kash Patel claimed to have busted when they didn't even know what the plot was.
It's just like the Whitmer kidnapping. So final point. I keep holding you. I gotta go, but.
Yeah,
that's the last ingredient.
The Whitmer kidnapping plot. It was an FBI manufactured plot. So be skeptical. Don't be psyoped into submission. This is about the people against the 1%, and it goes beyond parties, and we know what the problem is here. And it's great to see people, young people, who are in the America First movement, who are on the right, finally waking up to what the problem is.
Well, I was going to say, I'm proud of Trump supporters, and not just the young ones. They're the main ones. I'm proud because I've got older families concerned that are Trump supporters. I'm glad that we're not like the Democrats, that we actually are trying to be moral. I mean, I think that shows this is the right wing is the main populist movement right now. It's not even right wing. It's just a rebellion against it. But when you said Mondami 9/11, I hadn't even thought of that. Oh, if I was the Likudniks and the their branch in our government, the Defense Department, that's just as bad as Israel wanting wars. Ooh, a new 9/11 to blame on Mondami. And I'm not a Mondami defender, but that makes perfect sense, Max.
Yeah, I mean, Trevor Aronson, the terror researcher, wrote a book called The Terror Factory, showing that over 90% of the so-called ISIS and Al-Qaeda plots in the United States during the Obama era were cooked up by the FBI. Just look up what happened in Garland, Texas. Watch the 60 Minutes report on that. The FBI actually followed the shooters to the site of the shooting and made sure that they did it. So we need to be prepared for that as well. And I think people are not trusting the official story. They know that if Trump attacks Venezuela, it's on the basis of lies. They know that the cartel that Nicolas Maduro is said to be in charge of, Cartel of the Suns, was actually created by the CIA in the early 90s in order to ship drugs into the United States on behalf of the DEA. There was a 60 Minutes report on that as well. They know the WMD stuff and the false flag stuff, it's not going to work anymore. And so we're seeing more and more desperation as everybody on the left and the right realizes that the enemy isn't the guy in the bar room. It's the guy in the corporate boardroom who exists in an air-conditioned office behind closed doors, unaccountable to the public, firing off emails to Jeffrey Epstein asking him for dating advice.
Wow. Impressive. Max Blumenthal, thegrayzone.com, a must visit. Max Blumenthal on X, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Man, you know, everything he said is true. That's what I love about him. He's really smart. He's informed. It just calls balls and strikes. I am extremely upset. This is a total disaster. I told you a month ago, Trump's losing support in his base because I got my finger on the pulse. I don't need to see polls. But the polls show it. And then for my listeners that get pissed at me and say, you're being, you know, a killjoy. No, I'm not. I understand that. Here's the deal. Israel's not going anywhere. I don't want to blow up Israel. The Young Turks say they want war with them. I meant to get that clip to the crew from 2 days ago. That's where this goes. And the worse Israel acts, the more those people get energized. And they are as happy as a pig and you know what right now. People can say, well, why do you want Israel to exist? A, I'm not against Israel. It's done a lot of bad things to expand. It's done. They got nuclear weapons. They ain't going nowhere. They're not going anywhere, and you're going to end up causing a conflagration. And I see the Israel lobby rushing in, doing everything you do to make this as bad as possible. And then I guess Netanyahu and Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin get to be the heroes for their group in all of this while you're exacerbating and supercharging all of it. I want peace and security and stability and a future. The world is so dangerous. We've got so many problems. And I have really tried to get people to focus on all the other big issues because those are big issues. There's plenty of people that just spend all day on Israel. I am forced now to spend half the show on Israel because I'm trying to get our government and the Israeli government to correct what they're doing. So it may feel good for Mark Levin to beat his chest and put these threats out and that idiot Josh Hammer. And it must feel good to just be a one-trick pony and have one issue and you don't have to worry about anything else. You just do whatever you think and you're right. You can cause all the problems, make all the threats and censor people and all this crap. And then you don't think about any of the repercussions. I mean, there are a lot of people in my life that people I've known that if society totally collapsed and road warrior, there's no more whatever, and they, you know, eye for an eye, that, you know, I saw them on the street, they'd have a problem. But I got to think about what would happen if I did the thing I want to do. Well, I can't do that. Plus, they're not even worth it. But it just must feel good to be Mark Levin. Sitting up there saying he's got the biggest audience when he's not even in the top 20. I mean, I've been number one English speaker in the world, not just news. I've been number one. I'm in the top five. But it's not like some, it's a responsibility. I'm actually glad I'm not number one now. But then I got to see somebody that's never won the Indy 500. It'd be like if you never won a Super Bowl ring and I've won like five of them. He's talking about how he's the best football player. I'm like, dude, you ain't got a Super Bowl ring. I got five. It's like some guy that never even made the NBA telling me he's Michael Jordan. I'm just like, dude, shut up. You are pathetic. Sounds like a little kid. Ah, you got the biggest show. It's just like, what? You sound like, you know, 10-year-olds in the boys' bathroom showing each other their dicks. I mean, it's just like, dude, think a little more about what you do, you schmuck. Seriously, man. God help us. Oh, boy. There's still time to get out of this. But we've got to make as much noise and get as upset as we can. Believe me, the White House is watching right now. And there's a lot of people agree with us there. And we got to stop being afraid of Netanyahu. And we got to just tell it like it is. Because Netanyahu has made himself stay in power, the issue. He knows exactly what he's doing. With all the problems in the world, I'll ask the Jews this. Do you want to be stuck in the middle of all this? Like, you're the only issue? Because that's what you've done. That's what your leaders have done. And I don't blame you. I'm just saying you need to be heard from. And not just instinctively line up with Netanyahu and get under his black wings. Coming with Danzig. Under her black wings, next segment. All right, I'm going to go to break. Roger Stone's coming with all the exclusive inside baseball and everything. Then we've got Brianna Morello with breaking intel, exclusive information on what's really happening with the cover-up of the Crooks. This is big news, folks, on the Crooks assassination cover-up. And we've got Kyle Serafin with bombshell information with all this FBI garbage going on. So much more today. Don't forget, I'm not funded by George Soros or Qatar or the Israelis or the Russians. I'm funded by you, the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. You decide how strong we are. You decide whether the dog hunts. And we have the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. This new flip knife that's so amazing. They only got 600 of them. It's going to sell today. It's all there. And today's the last day to buy one bottle of our incredible Shilajit gummies. Giant bottle of it. So incredible for your whole body, your stamina, libido, energy. And get one bottle free in tonight at midnight. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And the new D2 stainless steel flip action blade. It's incredible. Murdered out. Scott came today and said, we're not one of those knives I got them to get. They got to go. This is my favorite. Todd, this is awesome. This knife's like $80 in stores. You get it for $40 right now. It's a sellout right now. But tonight's the last night to get one bottle of Shilajit that boosts testosterone and so much more, and get one free. Take action now.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app, and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Oh.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Block us over the block, talk over night. Come to me, my bleeding light. See, she comes, she comes now. Enter oblivion. Hey, she is all of a light in my arms. Hey, she here in twelve and low. Oh, please, she has. But she comes down to me, yeah.
Trump will put how many days in office up on screen, has done superlative work securing the republic, getting jobs back, getting out of the carbon taxes, shutting down the human trafficking. C-minus on finding the kids, but that's been happening, but they're minors, so it's not allowed to be on the news, but it's just big. I go on for hours, the great things, but the coming in and covering up Epstein or looking like he is when he's not in there and all the nothing burgers that we predicted. We'll get into it with Roger Stone. He's the expert, wrote books on it when I was vetting Trump, you know, interviewing him 10 years ago. And then the appearance of mindless support of Israel. And then the neocons come in trying to bully Tucker Carlson and everybody else and say they're going to deplatform us and Cash Patel suing MAGA people for literally nothing. And then it coming out that Cash Patel, and I was told this by people in the meeting back in late September, say we're not looking at any accomplices, foreign or domestic, even though there's six trannies saying Kirk will be dead tomorrow. All of that makes Trump look like he's the establishment. I know in Trump's mind, he's like, I got trying to stop World War III. I'm trying to get factories back. I don't have time to deal with this. It's Jeffrey Epstein's a hoax. Well, remember, when you corrected it, you mean you being involved is a hoax. And everything they've released is old stuff, blacking out the names. The names weren't blacked out before. We'll explain this. But Mark Mitchell is a great pollster, but I see it on the street, and I see it online. Trump 6 months ago was riding high, highest approval rating ever. Now it's in trouble. We need him. And by sitting here sycophantically going along with all this, we're going to destroy this recovery and the West. So I want to get into all the details. Obviously, defense of Trump. I've already done it. There's nothing there. The point is bigger than that. How do we influence Trump? Because now we know the DOJ and Todd Blanche not just killing investigations into me and making mean comments about me. Oh, he's friends. He doesn't deserve any help. That's emblematic of all this, and people see it. And so it's an optics issue overall. Roger, we're 2 minutes to break, but just give me a prelude, StoneZone.com, on where you describe where we are. I think there's really a battle going on between the Republican donor class and the consultant class and the 99%, as Max Blumenthal said, of his base. I think the base wants to hear. He's like, I'm helping internationally. People are like, why do you care about international? Because it affects us here. He's totally right. But it's the optics. I think he needs to, you know, stroke the cat, stroke the dog. Tell it, I mean, am I wrong here? We only got a minute to break. Roger?
Alex, anybody who underestimates Donald Trump does so at their own peril. This is a president that has closed our southern border, which was completely porous, who has undertaken the greatest single deportation of illegal immigrants in U.S. history, dangerous illegal immigrants. This is a president who gave us the largest tax cut in American history. No, he's not perfect. We never said he was perfect. And yes, we might need some course corrections in various areas. But overall, stop and think just for a moment. Where would we be if Kamala Harris were president right now?
In total hell.
So, look, this Epstein thing just aggravates the hell out of me because I've researched it. I've probably written more about it than anyone alive. And it is a hoax. The idea that Donald Trump has some untoward or inappropriate relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, or that he spent Thanksgiving of 2017 while he was president of the United States with Epstein, is absurd. They've cherry-picked these emails.
Hold
in
on,
a
let's
mass-
come back and describe it. You're absolutely right. Let's come back. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is close to being shut down. They have a state receiver. It's going to be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates are 1776 worldwide.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hi, front and center, the Democrat Party mouthpiece, DrudgeReport.com, tells you everything you need to know. And I predicted this the last 10 months with the mishandling of the Epstein stuff, PR-wise, by the Trump administration. Dark days of the dawn. And then they go into all this. Garbage. Now Trump asked DOJ to probe Jeffrey Epstein dealings with Clinton and J.P. Morgan. Because they're the ones all implicated. Well, then why has Trump then just said it's a hoax? He means them saying he's involved with a hoax. So this is good. Go after them. Use it. That's what I said. It's people don't want this to go away. Trump is losing his grip on MAGA. That's what Newsweek and all them are saying. But here's Glenn Beck. Brief flip over to Roger Stone. Because I covered this yesterday and showed this, but Beck does a really good job here. And I've gone through the Steve Bannon stuff and this on Trump. It's all, oh, Steve Bannon met once. Yeah, for a TV interview. Steve Bannon sent him emails. Yeah, hey, let's get rid of the Federal Reserve head. Spamming people with, I get the same text. This is all the Democrats have. Now they don't want it released. Johnson says release it. It's stuff they got from the Epstein family. That's why Trump got pissed when he learned what all this was. Innuendo, recycled crap. And that's why I said, just release everything. Instead, the mistake was, and I don't know who told Bongino and Patel to do it, the deer in the headlights thing, you know, 6, 7, 8 months ago, and to say, oh, no, he killed himself, and oh, no, he didn't have any accomplices, and oh, no, like, why? And now, oh, the pipe bomber, you know, isn't a Fed, and they're trying to, and oh, Crooks acted alone. All this is unraveling. It's not Trump. It is the bureaucracy. And Trump says, look, I got a country to run. But he said, okay, we'll go after Bill Clinton, Reid Hoffman, Larry Summers. Exactly. Do not protect them because they will lie about you. You have to destroy them. They're the ones at the island. They're the ones at Zorro Ranch, not you. So whoever convinced you to move on, we got bigger fish to fry, they're not going to let you. They set you up. And I said months ago, I said, when they double-cross Trump, he's going to call for frying them. The difference is, does he have a DOJ that'll even do it? Because at every level, Todd Blanche has his foot, not just on Ed Martin. He's not my only source. In fact, Ed only talked about my cases. I want to be clear. I've got a, I mean, we got Brown and Morello coming on with sources that that there was all this data from crooks, and the FBI said there was none. That's coming up. We'll get Roger Stone's take on this in a moment. But first, Glenn Beck knocks it out of the park. Here it is.
Why are they trying to cover up that Donald Trump had sex with children? I mean, it's as clear as day in the email. Let me read what Jeffrey Epstein wrote. I want you to realize that the dog who hasn't barked is Trump. Victim, redacted, spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned. New information just released. Or is it? Because in 2011, that was released and everybody knew it. It's been out floating around. Here's the change. I want you to realize the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. Virginia spent hours at my house with him. Why would you redact a name that is already out in the public square? Well, because it makes it all suddenly new and shiny. You see victim and you're like, oh, there's a victim that he was, who was the victim? But when you know it's Virginia, you know this has already gone to court. She already testified about this. And I'm quoting, this is from the testimony. He didn't partake in any of this, any sex with any of it. It's true. This is not new news. If you remember when the shutdown first started, what did the Democrats say the reason why they did the shutdown? Why Mike Johnson and everybody else wouldn't negotiate? Because the heat was on to release the Epstein files, and they didn't want to have to do that, so they shut the government down. So the government is open, and what does Mike Johnson do yesterday? He said the House is going to vote on a bill to release all of the files related to Jeffrey Epstein next week. Good, Mike. Release all of it. If anybody thinks that you're ever going to get the truth on this in the first place, it's madness. It was in the hands of the Democrats for the longest time. You don't think it was all picked through? And if there was anything about Donald Trump, you don't think that would have come up between 2020 and 2024? There's nothing in there about Donald Trump.
All true. So, Roger, why then did Trump go, say, from releasing? I know it's a whole bunch of suits and crap and bull and everything. I get it. It's not a case. It's not a file. It's not a list. It's a bunch of stuff. Why then move to the deer in the headlights and all the stuff that made everybody pique their interest and created the Streisand effect? And where do you see this going? Because I'm sure you know now the Democrats now don't want to vote to release it. And Democrat judges want to block it being released because we know who's in there, the Democrats.
Yeah, Alex, I think you summed this up. When the president said this is a hoax, he's not saying the fact that Jeffrey Epstein, charged by the Trump Justice Department in 2019 on one count of child sex trafficking, on the second count of conspiring to engage in child sex trafficking, is a hoax. What he's saying is that any involvement on his part is a hoax. Now, I personally interviewed Virginia Roberts Giuffre for 6 hours, 2 3-hour sessions for my 2015 book, The Clinton's War on Women. Brad Edwards, a very able attorney who represented Virginia Roberts Giuffre, has said publicly that the only major public figure that would help her in her lawsuit against Jeffrey Epstein was Donald Trump. She says in her sworn testimony, not just there where Glenn Beck highlighted it, but elsewhere, that there was no evidence that she saw no improper conduct by Donald Trump.
And we all both the other victims said the same thing.
And if one will simply go to the Federal Election Commission records, they will see it was Chuck Schumer who took giant contributions from Jeffrey Epstein.
Whose protege is Wiener with the Clintons and Uba Abedin.
Precisely true. So, again, let's go through the facts because they're important. Jeffrey Epstein was cut off by Donald Trump in late 2004. That was
And he told
prior.
Wolf that and said that he dropped the dime on him, which you said a decade ago on my show, because I was vetting Trump and had you on about it.
Exactly true. So, prior to his even being exposed in Florida, because Epstein makes an improper advance on Virginia Roberts Giuffre, who was then underage and working in the spa part-time, he cuts Epstein off. Norma Federer, and Rona Graff, both assistants to Donald Trump, both of whom have become very good friends of mine, tell me that Epstein, at the time, Epstein is barred from all Trump properties. Epstein is creepy. Those are her exact words. So these emails prove nothing. First of all, they've all been out there in some form or another. This is a hoax, but who really is guilty here? Who was on the island? Bill Clinton, Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell, Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, all Democrats. Go to the Federal Election Commission records. Who was taking big bucks from Epstein? Schumer, the Democrat Senatorial Committee. You won't find any money to Republicans, and you won't find any Republicans on the island.
And in the WikiLeaks, 7-, 8-, 9-year-old children for John Podesta's entertainment are being delivered to a secretive house in the woods in northern New York for his entertainment and for Aleister Crowley time. So it's all over them. It's constant. There's never exactly. This is insane. So now, I said Trump 10 months ago when this all started, he has to damn the torpedoes and go after the Clintons, but he didn't. How good is it now that Trump says he wants the DOJ to go after them because he knows they're guilty as hell? This is what I advise, Roger. This is what I advise. What do you say?
Well, as you know, Alex, it was right here on your show that I recommended that the first step was for the president and his Justice Department, and they did this, to move to release all of the grand jury testimony against Epstein in the 2019 indictment.
And three Democrat judges blocked it.
Right, both in Florida and New York. Yet the Democrats say that we're the ones standing in the way of full disclosure. Alex, one other important thing I want to say, and I just came back last night from Washington, D.C., and it was cold, let me tell you. It was so cold, the exhibitionists were describing themselves to people, to use an old joke. It was bitterly cold, but I went there, first of all, to honor General Michael Flynn, one of the greatest American patriots and leaders it has ever been my pleasure to know. He was honored at a Veterans Parade Grand Marshal's Dinner. It's one of the main reasons I went to Washington, to honor that great statesman, that great American. But he and I were also there working on something very important that people don't know about. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas seeks to shift the declassification authority currently lodged in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence over to the FBI and the CIA. Yes, you heard me right. He wants to give declassification authority to the two agencies that were up to their ass in the Russian collusion hoax. Now, there have been several iterations of his Senate plan to do this, and Congressman Crawford, who's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, thank God, is resisting this. But whether it is a change in the structure that makes the deputy directors of the FBI and the CIA subject to Senate confirmation, that's one way he seeks to do this, or whether it is just the transformation, or I should say the transfer of that authority to those two agencies. Senator Cotton is a deep stater. This is an extraordinarily dangerous move that would take authority to declassify away from a presidential appointee and put it in the hands of the Senate, who could obviously blackmail any nominee over the release of vital information. This is an important fight that Americans need to be aware of, and they need to let their elected officials, their senators, their congressmen know that they are opposed to any move to make these changes.
Absolutely. So looking at the poll numbers, though, regardless of what's right or wrong, the perceived Trump control by Israel thing is a hot issue. The neocon war, the Never Trumpers against Tucker and others, is really blown up. That's the issue. The young people that were in massive numbers in support of Trump is causing a major issue. How do you think Trump should handle that?
Well, Alex, look, I hate to steal a line from James Carville, who I never had that high a regard for, but it's still the economy, stupid. So yes, food prices have come down. Yes, gas prices have come down, but food prices are still not as low as they were in the final year of Trump's first term as president. So although things are better, they're not so much better that the American people are yet feeling the incredible job this president is doing. It does take time. It does take effort. Take the tariffs, for example. Back in June, we had the first month in which the American people had an actual surplus, meaning the government took in more money than it paid out. That is an extraordinary accomplishment. But the president can't turn around an ocean liner in less than a year. He's been president for less than a year. And these things do take time. I find these attacks on Tucker Carlson to be repugnant, particularly when they're coming from people who were never MAGA, people who supported Ted Cruz for president, and then they supported Nikki Haley for president. Now they're trying to tell us that we're, you and I, and people like us who were from Donald Trump from the very beginning, that we're not MAGA, people like Tucker Carlson. That is outrageous.
I agree. And so we need, I'm telling you, 5-point boost just on this alone. Trump needs to come out and say, I support the First Amendment, I support Tucker Carlson. Because you have Kash Patel suing Elijah Schaefer, suing Kyle Serafin, and Serafin's on fourth hour. Serafin just covered news. People said maybe she's a Mossad honeypot. I don't see any evidence of that. He has a right to say people are covering it. It was a big news story. But then Schaefer didn't even say she was. He posted a picture of the two together. And then they sued him and said, she sued his law firm, FBI guys, and said, well, you criticize Israel here, here, and here. There's a lawsuit. So you deserve this. This is next level. And they use political correct terms like microaggressions. People are freaking out because, oh, don't have time to get the Epstein files out, but we got time. And it's kind of, he's encouraging all these FBI agents to sue other people. So, and you got Todd Blanche up there. So we're seeing more of the same lawfare. Killing Ed Martin, investigating my persecution, InfoWars, and then over here running around the lawfare. People are really pissed about this, and I want Kash Patel to succeed. I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy, but, man, if he thinks suing people because they're making jokes about his girlfriend makes it go away, I'd like to explain how the media works to Kash. I mean, it's hard to believe he's that stupid. I don't think he is. What the hell is going on here? You're the FBI director. Your girlfriend's a popular country music singer. You're a public figure, dude. Grow some skin.
Yeah, if you and I had a dollar for everybody who's attacked us, and we have no recourse because we're both public figures, I would urge Kash to focus on the mission at hand and drop these lawsuits if he asked for my advice. Look, I think he's a good man. I like him. I supported him for that job. I don't quite understand what's happening here. But there's a larger mission here, and I don't think the president is getting enough credit for taking on the globalists. I don't think he's getting enough credit for shutting down the border. I don't think he's getting enough credit for the efforts in places like Chicago and Washington, D.C.
Let me just stop you. I know you do dozens of interviews a day. You're a workhorse. Trump wouldn't be in power without you. Our audience knows the great things he's done. On average, very informed people. I'm asking you, big picture, what Trump can do PR-wise to not let the leftist media focus on schisms and then make those distractions the bigger issues. I'm asking you strategy, if you were talking to Trump, about better ways to energize his base.
If you watched him in the last 24 hours, I think he used the key word, he used it over and over again. It is affordability. He was smart to take on the head of the Federal Reserve. He was smart to try to fire the Federal Reserve officer, a board member, who very clearly engaged in mortgage fraud. That would have given him the votes for a deeper cut in interest rates. The American people will end up voting on the economy and their own pocketbook. Now, he has an incredible
record. I agree with you that he got inflation down on energy big. But other stuff overhang, inflation slowed 85% or so compared to, you know, almost 90%. So, but still it's super high. I get it. You don't turn the ship around quickly. So maybe he needs to explain that, because stuff like, I'll turn it around the first week. You know, I'll end the Russia war. We get it. It's campaign stuff. But exactly. It is the money issue.
There's no question about that. Look, his record as a peacemaker is extraordinary. I've said publicly, I say it yet again, that the head of the Venezuelan resistance, who I think is a good woman, and a freedom fighter. She should accept the Nobel Peace Prize, and she should immediately send it to Donald Trump, the guy who actually earned it and deserves it. But the American people have a long history of not voting on foreign policy issues, the Vietnam War being the only exception to that. So despite the fact that he's made peace, that he's ended 8 international conflicts, and he will end the conflict between Russia and Ukraine before long, I have no doubt of that, the American people will still vote their pocketbooks in the final analysis, and that's where the focus has to be. That's where people are still hurting. And they don't recognize that things are down. They are better. There's no question. But they're not as good as they're going to get. He needs to stick to his domestic agenda. He needs to replace this chairman at the Federal Reserve as soon as he possibly can. And he needs a deep cut in interest rates.
No, I totally agree. And we've got to remind the voters and everybody, where would you be with Kamala? Stop being babies. Everything Trump's doing, I can spend hours a day, just every issue I look at, it's exactly what I would do, talking to economists, things I know the inside baseball on, like ranching. Since the 90s, Clinton credit, you know, helped them create a oligopoly with 4 meat packers that are screwing everybody. And then the Democrats blame ranchers. They're going bankrupt. And Trump's literally going in and shutting that down. It's like each little point is the exact thing to help the people. So I know how great he is. That's why I get pissed when on the messaging, because I understand the messaging on Israel is a side issue. But if his constituents want it, he's got to give them what they want.
Well, let's be very clear, though. We have a beef shortage in this country because of the radical environmental policies of Joe Biden. And I understand that the cattlemen are unhappy that he's increased the quota of beef from Argentina, where we have a pro-freedom ally as the president. But if you wanted to get more beef in the United States, it simply doesn't exist. The herd sizes are down. Yeah,
they don't get real business. The way to undercut the meat packers is to bring it out of other countries in the stopgap and then break up that monopoly. I know the beef business. What Trump's doing is the exact right thing. But people just don't, they're not, I'm not being mean to listeners. I mean, somebody might be a brain surgeon. I don't know how to do that. But I do know about the beef issue because we've dealt with it on a lot of top ranchers in the country. Absolutely. In the interim, to buy beef from our allies that aren't putting tariffs on us is totally reasonable, lower prices. But that's only a stopgap. He needs to get the regulators off of, the problem is you got to scale up. It'll take years. Because you can't even set up a major meatpacking operation because in the past, the Democrats owned the inspectors, Roger. They would come shut you down. You have one violation. If you're not the Big Four, you're shut down. Big Four can be as dirty as they want. That's the problem. That's the artificial bottleneck. That's why they make the majority of the money, and they're the reason beef costs so much. Same thing with chicken and Tyson.
Well, also true that we because of this screwworm epidemic in southern and central Mexico, which used to supply quite a bit of our high quality beef is kind of off limits. Now, there is still quality beef being produced in northern Mexico. And if there is a way to test that and prove its purity, it could be brought back into our markets. But Alex, think if you or I went out, we couldn't get a big juicy steak. I mean, good God, I can't think of anything worse.
No, I mean, there's only one thing better than a good piece of ass. And that's probably a ribeye. I'm sorry to be bad, folks. It's just, I mean, like, I literally sit there like, what's better, pussy or steak? It's a hard choice, Roger. Which one do you like the best?
Alex, you know what? This is a hard week in Washington, D.C. I got to say this. You don't pay me to say it. You didn't urge me to say it. You didn't tell me to say it. This methylene blue stuff is great in terms of your energy level, your focus, just your mental balance. This is the greatest product you have ever produced. I'm glad you turned me onto it. I saw the video of RFK dropping it in water and drinking it. That made me inquisitive. Then you send me some of the very best. This is pharmaceutical grade. This stuff rocks. Again, you didn't tell me to say this. You didn't ask me to say it. You didn't prompt me to say it. I'm saying it because it's true.
People are nuts. And I apologize, family show. I'm being bad. Roger, we got a little bit of time left with you. When we come back, what are the other big issues we should hit?
Look, Alex, I think that I, too, am disappointed by the fact that we're hosting this guy from Syria. I really do not understand this. I think the president's foreign policy.
Optically terrible. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you were virtually weeping about it online, and you should have been. I do not understand this. I just don't understand it. When I make inquiries, I'm told that this is the brainchild of Sebastian Gorka. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, God.
But I've heard it, and I think it is a horrific idea.
Oh, my God, the gay whale is involved?
That's what I hear.
The man has the fakest voice on planet Earth.
Where's his monocle? There's the real question.
You could, let me tell you, the CIA torture people with Skinny Puppy? The one thing that would break me would be locked in a room listening to Sebastian Gorka's voice. I'm just giving my secret away. I mean, God almighty, the fakest, the gay whale? Let's go, we'll be right back.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
In
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you? Now you're not satisfied with what you've been put through. It's just
Jones, our guest. We've got huge breaking news on the FBI's attempt to cover up of any accomplices of the crooks. And we'll have the big guest, Lori, that went through it all on Sunday or Monday. I was just talking to Brianna Morello during the break, but that's coming up. Look, I'm proud of constitutionalists, of Christians, of conservatives, of populists that have fought through all this tyranny, the intimidation, and gotten Trump in really three times. They stole the, obviously, 2020. And it's healthy that we're critical of Trump. Because that means we're critical of the bad actors and lazy people and cowards and others in the administration. But this new administration's light years better than the last. But to be black-pilled and say we're all doomed, that's not a good thing. But I think it's very healthy to criticize the problems that we see. And we see a lot of times, most of the time, a response from Trump. And I've had mixed feelings on this. I don't like Maduro. He's a communist dictator. The Democrats have used it as a piggy bank for election fraud. That's the real reason to go in there. But I don't trust the CIA that's been giving intelligence to the Pentagon. Trump's had them there for months. To launch this operation, they're saying it's days away. They're giving Trump options. Now, are they saying this to make Maduro leave? Because he says he's ready to leave. Hopefully that's the case. Hopefully it's all a bunch of saber rattling. But the country's, you know, bigger than Texas. And it's got all sorts of mountains, you name it. And Colombia says it'll come into the war. And I get it's in our hemisphere. So I get academically that Trump has the right. Thomas Jefferson would have already gone in there, like the Barbary Wars. But I still have big concerns. So Pentagon briefed Trump on military options against Venezuela for coming days. Roger, what's your take on this and inside baseball? I mean, to me, this doesn't look like just bluffing. With all these three carrier strike force groups and all the Marines and Army brought in, this looks pretty serious. Maduro said to America, let's have peace and all the rest of this. What do you think is about to happen?
Alex, look, God knows I'm no neocon, but we cannot put up with encroaching communism in this hemisphere. Situation in Honduras is particularly vexing. The Biden Justice Department essentially framed the pro-U.S., pro-Trump president of Honduras, Hernandez. They framed him for drug trafficking. It was a joke. Those who testified him were convicted drug traffickers who were let out of prison in return for their false testimony. And today, Honduras is basically a staging ground for the Marxist narco trafficking of the Venezuelans. So it's not just Venezuela. It's not just Cuba, which continues to be a vexing problem and a major spy center.
And it's Venezuela that props up Cuba.
And the Chinese who prop them all up. I mean, right now, China is a...
So China, this is really about a move on China.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, again, my good friend General Flynn, who I would definitely bow to on any matter having to do with military or intelligence, has pointed out that Cuba is being used as a major and very sophisticated spy center by the communist Chinese, and that there are missiles on the surface of Cuba that may technically be defensive missiles, but with an hour of technical touch-up can become offensive missiles.
Yeah, retrofitted delivered nuclear weapons. So Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0.
Absolutely. And therefore, I kind of applaud Marco Rubio and President Trump for the hard line they're taking against communism in this hemisphere. Maduro has to go. This guy is a Marxist narco trafficker.
I don't know. What about the trap? What about the CIA doing a Bay of Pigs and setting up the military?
Look, I don't think Trump's going to fall for that. He understands overwhelming force. And if we are going in, we will go in with full force and we'll be successful. From what I understand, at this point, Maduro is constantly looking at the sky, waiting to be hit by a drone, worried about being hit by a drone, because that's kind of mentally where
he said 3 days ago he's ready to leave if a deal can be made to Europe or to Russia. So maybe this will happen, but then who gets put in? I mean, they obviously need an election.
Yes, and I think there'll be a fight over that. I mean, you presume you have some transition government. There's some people who do not want Machado, the head of the resistance, to be involved. I think she can rightfully claim that she was elected. She should certainly be part of any transition government. Of course, you have Chevron very worried about their oil leases there. And I think that may be interfering with foreign policy here. So I applaud the hard line in this hemisphere. I'm not looking for some endless foreign war, which we get into a long, protracted struggle. But if we have to take out Maduro, I think we should do so.
Yeah, well, let's be clear. This is not neocon stuff. This is realism. But look at this. Here's an example. This is not in our hemisphere. And we all heard this, but it happened. South Korea has fallen to pro-China, pro-North Korean communists. The president says if you criticize communists, the Chinese, or anybody, you'll be put in prison for 5 years. So this is an example. Communism is on the move. This is no game.
Well, I think maybe people maybe missed this, but there was an incredible, essentially a surprise coup within the Japanese parliament, which the conservative party teamed with a smaller libertarian party to overturn the left-leaning and Chinese communist infiltrated Japanese government and elect a new pro-Trump, pro-America, anti-illegal immigration.
So the good news is, Trump and Tulsi Gabbard and others are moving behind the scenes to counter this.
I think that's exactly right. Just this past week, the Chinese communists threatened to cut off the head of the new woman prime minister of Japan because she's pro-freedom, because she's pro-U.S., and because she's on to their infiltration.
By the way, is that the first female prime minister of Japan?
It is indeed. It is indeed. She's amazing.
So I know everybody wants to obsess over Israel. Don't worry. We did 2 hours on it. There's other things going on, isn't there, Roger?
Well, this is a great democratic small D development in Japan. This is a game changer. Japan is very rich with rights to rare earth minerals, which the Chinese have designs on. They're very rich when it comes to gold. And now you have a pro-U.S., pro-Trump, anti-illegal immigration, anti-globalist government in Japan.
Well, they're also some of the smartest people in the world and probably the hardest working. So it's good to have them on the team.
This is an important breakthrough in Asia and a huge setback for the communist Chinese.
All right, in closing, I don't know if you followed this yet, but we already knew this. It takes hours to get into it. We know Crooks was just a cover guy. He did fire shots. It was another shooter. By the grace of God, Trump lived. We know there was metadata. We know it got covered up. We have Bongino and Cash Patel and all them saying there's no data. Now we have whistleblowers, people that got into the files that got it. It's all going to come out that indeed. So we knew the Democrats and the corrupt director of the Secret Service, the deputy director, covered it up and stood down. We knew the FBI threatened investigators that went to look into it with Jack Posobiec. Now we have a task force being set up by the FBI to counter Tucker on his movie, which will just make the movie 10 times bigger. It's like, you guys are real rocket scientists. I'm not trying to tell you how to cover up, just geez. Tucker Carlson knew Who is Thomas Crooks, made a documentary, has the FBI creating a rapid response force going completely ape. Trump said, I want to know what happened here. What happened here? Because it's been confirmed. Cash said, no looking at any accomplices with Charlie Kirk's murder. You had all these people bragging they'll be dead tomorrow. Then you've got this going on. I'm sorry, Roger. This is not good.
No, it's evocative of Dallas, Texas in November 22nd in 1963. It smells very, very much like it. I'm sorry, but I don't believe that Thomas Matthew Crooks acted alone. I'm not even sure that he's the actual shooter. It's impossible for me to believe he had no accomplices. The FBI told us that they can't unencrypt his phone. I'm sorry, but the most basic IT guys tell you that's an impossibility. So I haven't seen Tucker's movie obviously yet, but Tucker Carlson remains the epic truth teller of our time, fearless, and out there on the cutting edge of just telling the simple truth. I'm very anxious to see this because it smells just like Dallas to me.
Well, that's right. And, you know, every time Apple gets asked to unencrypt thing, it's a PR thing. The FBI does like unencrypt it or droid. And they go, sorry, we won't. And it's all a kabuki dance. All this stuff goes over servers. It's all stored. And they also have backdoors in all the apps. And I know FBI forensic agents, you name it. And I've known this forever. I'm not a tech guy. I just know what they tell me. The FBI can break into any device in 5 minutes. The CIA can do it even quicker, and the NSA, because it's all been stored. Again, people think, oh, there's encryption. It gets unencrypted when it hits the servers at the cloud. Nothing you've done is secret, boys and girls. You think you deleted when you went to Pornhub? It's all in the record. Every email, everything, it's all recorded. So this, oh, you know, Bongino and them, oh, yeah, there's no internet activity. And now we have people that have gotten into the court cases in the middle of it. They say now it's there, and they're trying to tell us this. Why would, and I get it, Bongino and them are in over their head. I've got 50 employees. I can't imagine having, you know, 50,000. But just to take what their underlings are taking them and just say, oh, no, remember them 10 months ago during the headlights? Epstein killed himself. Crooks acted alone. Like, no one's buying that, Roger.
Yeah, look, I mean, as you know, Michael Baden, probably the most respected New York medical examiner in history, one most respected pathologist in the country, was hired by Epstein's family to inspect the body and said that the fractures in various bones in his neck were completely inconsistent with him hanging himself. But Baden, who did the autopsy in over 1,000 hanging cases, says there's no way that Epstein killed himself. Yet we're just expected to believe otherwise. It's vexing, to say the least.
Do you have any idea why? Because if they're going to cover it up, I'm not defending it, but why come out and then Streisand affect it? Like, is Bongino and Patel retarded?
Look, I like both of them, and I'm confused by it. I really is. I read Kash Patel's book, Government Gangsters. Terrific book. Knows exactly who the bad guys are and how they conduct themselves. So I am vexed by the whole thing. I'm not going to denounce any member of the administration because I don't think that's beneficial. But it's not adding up to me. The whole Crooks thing does not add up to me. The Charlie
Kirk
thing.
I just want to be clear. I want them to succeed too. You think they wanted to put us in prison before? If they get kicked out, we're screwed. I'm trying to get the lifeboat I'm in to not poke holes in itself.
I'm with you on that.
StoneZone.com, Roger Stone, incredible job. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Amazing. All right. So, in the last 48 hours, Thomas Massie releases the messages and letters. Whistleblower being targeted for exposing the pipe bomber, reportedly Capitol Police, now CIA. And major damage control there. Then you've got it being released. The FBI creates today or yesterday a rapid response account to respond to Tucker Carlson, saying they're claiming there's no metadata on this guy, Thomas Crooks, the main shooter, Patsy, in the attempted assassination in Pennsylvania on July 13th, 2024. And then Brianna Morello, who is not just a great talk show host, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and not just a Pentagon reporter on her own side, she's got a lot of great sources. I've seen information. She's getting the lawyer on for us. He can come on today, but we don't have time. He can come on Monday. Who's gone through all this. Here's what she posted on X. And now the report's out. Incoming report. I've been provided with intel to review regarding Thomas Crooks and his social media. My source says the FBI was given every opportunity to use the information, but did nothing. I've reached out to the FBI for comment. We're going to get to it now. Here's the report. Intel report. Thomas Crooks alleged social media dump. And now we're seeing it come out. So they told us there was no history, no nothing. His house all scrubbed, no utensils, any of this. But both parents, behavioral psychologists, it gets weirder and weirder. And then now this is coming out. So, Brianna Morello, thank you so much for joining us. Explain to us exactly what's happening.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me, of course. Well, we're learning a lot about the social media footprint that wasn't supposed to exist, but somehow now does exist. Just so your audience knows, we actually received this information, the same information that Tucker's been given. We've got a little bit more, it looks like, so we're sifting through it. But this is what we've learned so far. Again, they told us there was nothing really out there, but we're finding a Snapchat, the emoji that he was using to do that. And then also we've got a well-outlined timeline of his YouTube comments. And his YouTube comments are very interesting. They go from he's obviously a Trump supporter, and then they transition into someone who is going along with the COVID pandemic lies and the narrative. And then he goes after those who use the term deep states. And then he goes after anyone who is against mail-in ballots. And so he made quite the interesting...
So this is a hyper-leftist.
This went from someone who was originally against Ilhan Omar, the squad threatening to kill them, to all of a sudden, yes, a leftist. The transition itself doesn't make any sense, and you can't really tell as to why all of a sudden his political views shifted. If you just look at the timeline, though, it drastically changed right at the beginning of the pandemic, and that's when his views start to shift. He was very anti-immigration. He even said issued death threats to those he viewed as socialist Jews and then threatened to kill them. He threatens to kill Ilhan Omar and send her body back to Somalia. He also threatens to kill other members of the squad as well, illegal aliens.
Or whoever, remember we first heard with no evidence, oh, it might be a Trump supporter. Whoever was controlling the account was creating these breadcrumbs. The issue here for me is that the FBI claimed there was none of this social history and testified to that pre-Trump. And then now with Trump, to me, the issue is, how are they claiming that they had no information and now we know this was out there?
Yeah, that's the concerning part, because YouTube took down his page on the 14th, so the day after the shooting, they took down his page, and they said it was due to violence. That was their reasoning behind taking down that page. So although the FBI answered to Tucker Carlson saying that, well, how do you know that this is all authentic and this is him, the reality is how do they know? I mean, they were the ones who have had this. Now, according to my source, too, they tried their very best to give this over to the FBI, but the FBI wanted no part in this. They didn't even look into the information, is from what I'm being told. So, you know, I've reached out to the FBI for comment. I did give them a hard deadline, though. They were supposed to respond back within the, 50 minutes ago, it looks like, so they haven't yet issued that response. I'm waiting to hear back from them as to why they didn't take this in when this was handed to them.
Well, sure, there's no doubt they already had it then, so that's not good. And then we've got Cash Patel and Bongino 8-9 months ago on Fox saying, crooks acted alone, just trust us. We could all watch the other shot come over from a different and hit all the bags and clothes and hit people and all the witnesses. And the whole story wasn't true. So, I mean, wow. To me, it's like, why is the FBI joining in on this now?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. And just to give some background too, I knew Dan Bongino before he went into his position. And he was someone who obviously went into this role with the best intentions, but due to people I've spoken to over at the FBI, there's a lot of people around them trying to sandbag them. And so I can't tell if they are just being given bad information at this point, and it's just a bunch of people who are trying to discredit them publicly. So I'll give them that ounce of grace for right now, but they haven't really responded on this front. You know, last night they also took the time to begin the launch of their FBI Rapid Response Twitter account to go after those who do push back against them. So one could only assume that there's probably something there that they're trying to just push that narrative that they currently have, but they don't respond when you request for comment on most of these instances. I mean, obviously, I told you before, I've asked them for responses on other previous topics, and you don't really get much in the way of substance back from them. And it's also important to note, too, I know Tucker outlined this, and we put it up over on independentnewsroom.com. That's where I allow anyone to view this information for free. You could go over there right now, because there's one of the YouTube comments by an individual whose username is Willie Tepps. And when you trace it back, I know the individual who handed this over to us also traces back. It looks like it belongs to an individual who might be affiliated with an Antifa group, a foreign Antifa group. It's the Nordic Resistance Movement. They are actually listed on the State Department's website as well as being a known terror organization. So they were communicating back and forth with this individual. So,
well, that's where again, I was going to go next. We heard at first there were foreign connections. Now we're told by Bongino and Patel, no, look at nothing. Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And there's obviously Discord chats that we're looking to see if we could get our hands on. Obviously, those are extremely hard to do. But that's where a lot of these individuals are taken offline and radicalized. So if there is something there, it's very likely that it wouldn't be on the comment section, obviously, but it would happen behind an encrypted. And I know you guys and Roger Stone just discussed it. It's not really encrypted, so the FBI likely has copies of all of these discussions. But it'd be taking place on a private server that they think is encrypted, I guess I'd say. So again, we're looking for more. We've got way more information. I'm sifting through it because I just got all of this a couple of hours ago. So we're kind of going through it, running it through PI right now to figure out more information, all of this. But there's several social media pages that he had. And so,
and this gives major validity to what Tucker has been working on for months and just dropped with his documentary.
Yeah, so Tucker got this back in September. We just got this, and we're working on this also with an attorney who you're going to have on the show on Monday as well. So we're going to keep sifting through this, but there's a ton more. I mean, this is dozens and dozens of pages of social media accounts that allegedly belong to crooks. And so we're going to continue to sift through all of this. But again, it creates more confusion, because how does someone go from being a Trump supporter, allegedly, from their YouTube comments, to then all of a sudden being a radical lefty who goes out there and tries to kill the president? Now, we do know that he was someone who publicly posted, and this is another great point, Alex, because he publicly posted death threats to elected officials. How does someone who's posting over the span of 2019 to 2021 multiple death threats to political, political officials all across the spectrum, not get a call or a knock on their door from the FBI? It's really hard to think that not a single federal agency had this guy on their radar, even though it looks like, according to his YouTube account, he might have been communicating with somebody who was associated with the foreign Antifa organization, who is on the State Department's radar, potentially. So none of this seems to make sense.
And that's just like Kirk was six trannies saying he'll be dead tomorrow, celebrating the day it happened. See, I told you. And now we know Cash Bell said, kill that investigation. I mean, this doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good for the FBI, unfortunately, right now. There's a lot going on that people are just scratching their heads and wondering, why is this happening right now? You know, obviously, many people within the Trump circle, his family, his son, Eric Trump, has not been happy with the investigation thus far. They still don't know any information. But it's very, very clear to us that these things, these social media posts, have intentionally been withheld from the public, so they can't understand
Yeah, so they've been caught in a lie. That's the big news. So where do you see this going now?
I think we're going to create a lot of pressure for the FBI to start releasing more information. You know, they don't like to verify these things. They make us put this out there first, and then they have to forcefully verify it, of course. So right now, I think there's going to be a lot of public pressure. I think the president's going to be really fired up and angry, probably get a call. Probably Cash Patel will be receiving a phone call probably relatively soon, and there will be questions asked. He needs to go out in front of the American people and make a comment, a public comment about this.
And then Bill Holmes, Trump, who's busy, just forgets. I've been told for the last admin, this one. He gets mad, he gets focused, but he's so busy, they just go, he'll forget. Let's just move on.
Well, I don't think he's going to forget because he almost got hit in the head with the bullet. So I think this one's going to be a top priority for him, and I hope it is. Listen, the American people deserve answers here, because it looks like there might have been some radicalization done online, potentially by a Antifa organization. And again, we keep talking about this, and they host roundtables. But there's nothing being done to stop these radical left-wing groups that go out there and radicalize Americans online and go after those who are mentally ill. And then obviously we saw what happened to Charlie Kirk. So again, they just continue to create these so-called conspiracies that they like to say, oh, you don't know if this is true, like they told Tucker, you don't know if this is true, this is authentic, but they won't actually put the information out there for the American people
to
see.
Yeah, that's key. They say Tucker's full of crap, and then you have all the evidence come out, it's all true. And it, of course, it goes, we all saw it happen, he obviously probably wasn't even the shooter. You had all this forensics, it's crazy. Maybe Cash and them are just total amateurs, because, I mean, this... If I was a villain, I would do a better job at this. It's like they just do the worst job possible.
Yeah, yeah. And I know we have like a couple of seconds, but I want to get out there, too, that Tucker did a good job at vetting this.
Hold on. Do five more minutes. We got Kyle Sarah from the Big FBI Whistleblower on all this coming up. But just do five more minutes. Brianna Morello here with us. She hosts weekday mornings. She's out of town right now covering stuff. But Rob did a great job this morning. She's back Monday. 8 a.m. Central, American Journal, Infowars.com/show. Brianna Morello, great investigative journalist, back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is close to being shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates are 1776 worldwide.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been a fan of Brenna Morello for 3 or 4 years, watching her. Around longer than that, but Fox News, you name it, man, getting to know her, working her at the office, she is just knocking out of the park, very hardworking. An amazing accuracy record. We have Thomas Massie saying a whistleblower is being targeted by the FBI. We have Bongino flipping out about it, concerning the pipe bomber and J6, reportedly being allegedly a Capitol Police and CIA. And that story's off the radar now, partially. And now you have this. Everywhere I look, the Justice Department and the FBI particularly is in crisis. We got 4 minutes until we end this. Just in general, I know you have a lot of DOJ sources. What is the state of it? It looks like a civil war is going on inside of it.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, Alex, remember just a couple of weeks ago, we had breaking news, and it came straight from the FBI director's Twitter account when he said that there was allegedly a terror plot that was that they caught and they broke up in Michigan. And then we later learned that this was apparently ISIS inspired. Now, the thing is Kash Patel put out that information prior to the criminal complaint being completely drafted up by the DOJ. And it was right when your next guest, Kyle Serafin, was putting out his jet logs and all of his information out there. And that was causing quite the PR nightmare. But also keep in mind that we now know that he announced all of this on social media prior to all of the individuals who were allegedly involved in this ISIS inspired terror plot being arrested. They had only arrested two of the individuals. It later came in another two, and then I believe another individual was also arrested. There's apparently 10 characters listed in the indictment. One is actually a minor, so we don't know their details. But the reason why I say it is Kash Patel came out before these people were even arrested and announced it on X, and he put it out there, which caused one of them to bump up their flight and was getting ready when the FBI caught them and arrested them, was getting ready to leave the country. So we have an FBI director who likes to put things out there prior to it being 100%
solid. He's literally
solid.
Jumping the gun for PR purposes and promoting his, you know, girlfriend's country music job. It's total edgelording, total Hollywood wannabe stuff, which is very sad. FBI director just put this out, Kash Patel. He said, oh, 480 FBI agents, we did the investigation. A repeat of Fox News, you know, 8-9 months ago. We investigated it. That's the way it is. And just, you know, he acted alone. This is only to put fuel on the fire.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is because they won't be transparent. You know, they sat here and told us they were going to tell us all the information and put it out there, and they didn't. And they also got really strange and were just being very vague. And so they couldn't give us stuff during the notorious interview that Dan and Cash did with Maria Bartiromo on Fox. And the both of them looked like there was someone behind the camera with a gun to pointed directly at them, because the way that they were speaking just wasn't natural. And it sounded like they were under a lot of pressure to come out here and hit key talking points. So I think that they're creating a lot of these so-called conspiracies that they like to pretend and dismiss are conspiratorial or they're not true. We all know that there's a lot of issues with the FBI, and these were the two men who were supposed to create a transparent FBI for us and give us the answers that they said we deserved to see, and unfortunately that's not the case. Now, I know when it comes to the Epstein.
I don't see how either one of them, and Patel's obviously the problem, I don't see how they're there soon. I think Bongino was smart months ago trying to leave. I mean, this is a disaster. And Patel jumps on everything, attacks, sues journalists for no reason. I mean, good God, this man is a train wreck.
Yeah, well, my word of advice would be get off Twitter. That'd be the first thing, because they seem to be very consumed about what those say on Twitter, which is strange. But, you know, I was encouraging Dan to leave the FBI so he could still at least have a podcasting career, because I think it's very obvious that they are doing their very best to try to discredit both of these men here.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. And I guess you're going to have more of this in the coming days.
Yeah, we'll be posting this. We'll be posting it all over Twitter, of course, at Brianna Morello, and over on independentnewsroom.com as well.
All right. We'll cover it all here at InfoWars. Thank you, Brianna.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Carl Serafin, not just the number one FBI whistleblower in current time. Nobody's ever done as much as this guy. He's batting almost 1,000. I say almost. Maybe there's something I found where he was wrong. I didn't find it. I want to see batting 1,000 because maybe he's been wrong about something I don't know about. But what I know about batting 1,000, he'll cover the waterfront and where this crisis in the Trump administration goes. We're covering this to fix it. All right? Because we have power to change things. We're doing this to change things, not to attack Trump.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Full steam ahead with the wrecking ball at the White House.
President Trump bulldozed 1/3 of the White House last week.
It's all being replaced by a massive ballroom.
He's ripping up the East Wing to build a grand gilded ballroom.
Construction workers yesterday began tearing down a portion of the East Wing of the White House to build President Trump's new ballroom. You guys, I don't think he's planning on leaving in 3 years.
The entire East Wing of the White House is now gone, irreparably.
I'm happy to announce Operation Big Balls.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls. I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got.
Bulldozers are tearing up the facade of the White House's East Wing, clearing the way for President Donald Trump's new ballroom.
You hear that, Chuck?
Oh, that's music to my ears. I love that sound.
It's going to be bigger than the White House itself.
The demolition sparking outrage today.
And that is more destruction the White House has seen since the troops for the British Crown burned it down the War of 1812. And Donald Trump is tearing down the White House. It's all part of the president's new ballroom project.
Operation Big Beautiful Balls. That's what we're going to call it.
I don't remember asking for a ballroom.
Trump continues building his multi-hundred-million-dollar ballroom.
And we're now at $350 million.
Barry tore up the White House and spent $400 million in taxpayer money during a recession. And what did he have to show for it? A basketball court.
And Trump's using donor money to build all of it.
Trump's spending less. $300 million on a big, beautiful ballroom, and you're not paying for it.
The government's paying absolutely nothing.
The ballroom is going to be glorious.
I made the balls a little larger as a tribute to my manhood.
The biggest and most beautiful balls of them all.
Oh, we've got big balls! No one elected big balls.
Big B-A-L-L-S, big ball here.
He's got big balls. He's got big balls. She's got big balls. Personally, I voted for big balls. Elon Musk does. All right, we've got an incredibly accurate FBI whistleblower who exposed the Democrats. It was such a hero to the right. And to Bongino and Patel and everybody. And then as soon as they got in, boy, it was ice age. And you got the Thomas Crooks bombshell that they had, all this metadata and this social media and covered it up, obviously. That's all being confirmed. We got the Epstein fiasco coming to a head. You've got Patel, not just suing Carl Serafin, who's on with us, the FBI, former FBI agent, but also Elijah Schaefer that we covered, and they say he never talked bad about her. He just posted a photo of her, and so he's anti-Israel, so he needs to be taken off the air. And now this is just now breaking. I mean, total fear, total hysteria in the FBI. Absolute disaster. Cash Patel waived polygraph screening for Don Bongino. We've got how the FBI's massive search for the pipe bomber stalled. This is all coming out. There's a big new development in the Jan 6 pipe bomber story. This is all just completely wild. And then huge scandal suing Carl Serafin for just saying, hey, the internet thinks she might be honeypot, could be. That's just free speech. And then Elijah Schaefer even less, drawing massive attention to it. And then you've got Trump plunging in the real polls. This is coming to a head very, very quickly. And the big question is now, will Cash Patel bring down the Trump administration? Because he is just running around wild-eyed. They've created this rapid reaction force to counter Tucker with the whistleblowers, the information that they had all this stuff on Crooks. The main shooter, Patsy, in Butler, Pennsylvania, July 13th last year. Everything they're doing is like a hole-in-one, but in reverse. It's what I would do if I wanted to destroy myself. Just like 8-9 months ago, the Deer in the Headlights interview on Fox, Epstein killed himself, Crooks acted alone. You know, now we know what I first reported back in September from the White House. That Patel screamed at Tulsi Gabbard and said, even though she's commissioned by Congress by law to do it, I don't want you involved looking at us. We don't want to look at any accomplices, even though you had six trannies saying Charlie Kirk will be dead tomorrow. We don't want to look at foreign involvement. I mean, this is so surreal, I can hardly believe it. So I'm going to try to shut up because I got so many questions. But Kyle, where to begin? How would you describe where we're at right now? I mean, I think clearly we're watching the complete meltdown of Cash Patel in real time. And then what comes next from this? I mean, we had all these other issues, but this is now front and center because of the just bizarre behavior of Cash Patel. Kyle Serafin, thanks for being here with us. People can find all your work at thekyleserafinshow.locals.com, at Kyle Serafin on X, kyleserafinshow.com, rumble.com, Kyle Serafin. Kyle, thank you so much for being here and at the tip of the spear. So nobody's more dialed in than you from all your sources, your own research. What is going on?
I think we start with the Tucker story. Did you watch that? Have you guys kind of talked about
the
little
documentary?
Bit
we can roll some B-roll of that. Yeah, who is Thomas Crooks?
So he does this bit on who's Thomas Crooks, and what's really damning, and I sent you guys a clip over there, and I think if they get to it, it's video number 5. It's the last one I sent over, but if they can get a chance, we'll play it. It's actually in Tucker's little documentary. And what it is, and I didn't key in on it previously. It was the Maria Bartiromo interview. That's the one where they look like they're doing a hostage thing. And that's what Brianna was talking about just a moment ago. They're sitting there. They're on camera talking to a Fox lady, which is a friendly, easy interview to do. And Dan has the most uncomfortable, ridiculous statement. He says, "We've been briefed on all the files." And I'm riding my bike like an hour ago, watching the Tucker thing, and they played that, and I went, holy crap. I bet they didn't even review it themselves. And that makes sense. Like, when you're the deputy director, you got a lot of things going on. When you're the director of the FBI, you got a lot of things going on. But what you're trying to tell us is that the people who worked at the FBI, that did all the things in the FBI, that these guys claimed was a problem, they just took their word on it? And I, you know, let him say it in his own words and we'll go back and dissect it. I'll see if you hone in on the same thing, but it doesn't sound like they even did the review themselves. And then he says things that are not real. Like, I don't know what a tendril or a nugget of a story is, but that's a Dan Bongino thing for saying, I don't know what's going on, so I just make up words.
Well, and, let's remember, you know, let the audience clue in on it. There's no internet files of Thomas Crooks.
Yeah, he legitimately says there's no there during this particular interview, but he also says that if I'm hearing him correctly, he didn't actually review it, and I think Tucker nailed it with that.
The bigger point is there are no files, but we reviewed the files that don't exist. Here's a clip. Clip 5, guys.
Cash is not kidding. We've been personally briefed extensively on every single detail, nugget, tendril of this case. One is actively in court right now, so out of respect for the case, it's probably more appropriate that I stay quiet on that. However, I'm not going to tell people what they want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth. And whether you like it or not is up to you. If there was a big explosive there, right? Given my history as a Secret Service agent and my personal friendship as the director does with the president, give me one logical, sensible reason we would not have. If you can think of one, there isn't. There in some of these cases, the there you're looking for is not there. And I know people, I get it. I understand. It's not there. If it was there, we would have told you.
Horrible
that's
body
so
language.
Damning to me.
So describe what we're seeing here.
Well, the thing that I've keyed in on, both of these guys have the same tell, and they've both been using it basically since they've moved into this role. They both refer to prior credibility, and then they don't answer a question. They actually ask a question. And so it goes like this. Alex, you ask me a question, and I say, Alex, based on all you know about me, would I ever lie about this thing? They don't say, I actually reviewed all the files. I sat down there and I looked at the evidence myself and I went down to whatever the evidence locker is in Pennsylvania or whatever
it is.
That's
what Cash told Rogan.
Should do that.
He goes, listen, trust me.
Yep. He did the same thing on Rogan. Like, Patel did it on Rogan. He's done it a couple of times. He steps out and he always does this, says, you know, based on who you guys know I am, would I ever lie to you about this thing? Can you imagine if I was going to hide the idea of a child trafficker getting away with it and hurting some kids? And you go, I don't know. Would you? That's the follow-up question. It's like, would you? Because you don't get to just ask a question and let me answer for myself. But that's what they both have done in the same scenario. And then we find out this bit that Tucker had. So Tucker's documentary is very... It's damning in so much as there's a lot of questions that are not answered, and he pointed out the roadmap on how to get to the answers. He said that there's something like 11 or 12 or whatever the number is of internet personality, you know, profiles. They were on various different websites. There was a Snapchat. He had 700 plus comments over on YouTube, which was suspended right after the shooting. They had stuff over on like Quora and a couple of others, and he had some online gaming accounts, and he had some contact with some guy who was part of a German Antifa movement. And then Tucker also does a pretty good job, assuming that he's accurately assessing the movement of these comments. They go from very pro-Donald Trump to very anti-Donald Trump, and as they do that, it has to do with maybe COVID and lockdowns, and you can imagine
well,
that would have a big impact
on
people.
Brianna Morello, with the lawyer that gave us to Tucker, has got it. And she said it's all there. Now, did he really post this? Did Crooks do it or somebody else? The point is, this is no longer speculation. Whoever did it, we have it. So again, why is Bongino, which we have a clip of, earlier telling Congress it's so weird, there's no internet background on this guy. Now we know the Biden FBI ignored it. Now the new one's ignoring it. Why would you do that?
It's a hell of a question. What my guess is just based on listening to him and taking him at his word, he got briefed on it. And the FBI is in the business of not giving the FBI any bad press. So the story went out. There was no footprint. That's what Paula Bates said in front of Congress. You know, this is the official narrative. We're going to go ahead and craft that out there. And then theoretically, we put a couple of skeptics in who said the FBI needed to either be burned to the ground or completely dismantled and rebuilt in the image of proper, you know, constitutional law enforcement. And then they didn't do it. And why would you go in and do the one? I swear to God, Alex, I warned these guys of this personally. I've said it. I said it to Cash. The first thing these people will do is bubble wrap you. And bubble wrapping is a tactic, and we've talked about it with different names and different agencies, but essentially you come in and you give them all the scare tactics and you wrap them up and you have them go out there and do the politics and you tell them how cool this job is and look at the jet and here's how nice it is and here's where you can go and we've got your itinerary lined up and why don't you fly out here and see these people in San Diego? That'll be cool. And now you got to go to League at London and all this stuff. So they fly you all over the place and they get you really excited about the job and the perks and all the things that go along with it and not doing the job. And don't worry about the FBI. We'll run the FBI. It actually reminds me of that scene from, I think it's from Dark Knight or from, you know, Batman, one of the Batman beginnings where they say something about, don't worry, Mr. Rain. You know, it's very complicated running this company. We've got that under control. You just go be a playboy and a billionaire and why don't you go have fun? And of course, that's the joke at the end is that he takes control of the entity, but they didn't do that. They didn't go in there with the skepticism. These people would come and lie to you. You're going to take a brief from people that work at the FBI about the story that was like theoretically going to go kill your friend, the current president. And then you get scooped by Tucker Carlson because he actually went and did the work on it. I've got some insight that the New York Post may have a story coming out pretty soon as well. And it's going to be even worse because this information has been shared with a couple of folks and Tucker's documentary is one. And there's additional information that needed to be run down and it's going to look really, really bad. Now, my buddies tend to think it looks like what we call the playbook, which is where the government sets up somebody to do something. But inevitably, they've been really successful at taking these people down. Inevitably, they're going to set up somebody who's going to kind of escape containment and they're going to go do the thing that they weren't supposed to do. Maybe they don't take the fake gun that the FBI gives them. They take a real gun from their dad or something. We've been waiting for this to happen for a long time. And I've always wondered if that was what was going on there. We've got another clip of him talking about it. Bongino used to be a skeptic and suddenly he got in there. Now he's like the biggest cheerleader for this organization and he's just shredding his credibility, especially when he says, I took the word of the FBI on this. Who would do that? What? Where did podcaster Dan Bongino go that was out there railing about total personnel warfare and said it needs to be, you know, dismantled and it can't be redeemed? It blows my mind. So I don't know if you guys want to play that.
Talking
the third
about. It's a minute mm-hmm. four. Here it is.
With our border, worked in the Trump administration. You've seen it all, and you've been a real patriot to the country. A lot of people out there in my audience are deathly afraid that once we find out who this person may have been working with, we don't know that, and I don't want to get ahead of anything, but there's a lot of suspicious factors here. How did a 20-year-old manage to, you know, clean his digital footprint forever? It seems odd. Like we haven't seen any leaks at all. You know, I said to the audience as an old investigator myself, if this was a 60-year-old guy, you could say to yourself, okay, you know, he grew up most of his life without social media. Maybe by his 40s, he decides he's going to plan an assassination in 20 years. All right, crazy story, whatever. And he says, I'm going to go dark on social media. A 20-year-old? So you're telling me at 13 years old when every kid's on Snapchat, this kid decides he's going to commit an assassination 7 years later and has no detectable social media footprint ever. It is so beyond calculating in the normal brain. Something's up.
So let's unpack this. This is him before Trump gets in.
Yep.
And here's him after they try to kill Trump in Congress with Chip Roy. And so we know the deputy director was, you know, doing the cover up, the stand down of the Secret Service. We know all that. And so it's not one clip, it's two clips. He comes out and says, oh, no, there's a cover-up. You know, I can't believe it doesn't have metadata or doesn't have internet data. Now we learn it was given to them by whistleblowers that have now gone to Congress, who my reporters have talked to with their lawyers today. Mm-hmm. So they're telling us, just like Cash, yeah, we should get rid of the FBI main building in D.C. We should turn it into a museum. We shouldn't be involved in all this investigations and intelligence. Then he says to Tulsi Gabbard, shut down all your intelligence. I only do intelligence. It's all 180s. And then now there's another clip. And then now suddenly we know they were given this and didn't want it. So to me, you could say who tried to kill Trump, who was Thomas Crooks all day long. We have a clear cover up here, folks. Here's Bongino to Congress.
And importantly, that his digital footprint is completely MIA, that his digital footprint is missing, and that how can a 20-year-old in today's time have no digital footprint? So do you have any thoughts on that, any comments on that? And that'll be my last question.
Well, 4 years of doing protective intelligence investigations with the Secret Service, interviewed probably hundreds of people who have credibly threatened our protectees. I've never seen anything like it. If you would have told me it was a 60-year-old guy who lived most of his life without a computer and for the last 10 years had been planning this, hard to believe but digestible. You're telling me a 20-year-old kid who's grown up in the digital era figured this out when he was, what, 13, to never get an online presence? We've seen nothing. Nothing. We're now 6 weeks in. There's not a Facebook photo. You know, it's incredible. We know every single thing about these shooting incidents when there's a political narrative to be had by the media and the other side. We do. You know who the high school girlfriend was. Sadly, you know everything about these people. We know nothing about this guy. And sophisticated explosives. We have this massive law enforcement bureaucracy. No one's got him with an online search history at a library saying, how do I build this? He's 20 years old. It just defies logic. I can tell you, again, 4 years doing these exact investigations, never, ever seen or heard anything like this in my life.
And then 6 months later, he goes on Fox as the deputy director and says, trust me, there's nothing there. And now we know they've been given it all. I mean, this is smoking gun. Not of what happened, but smoking gun cover-up. Kyle Servin, am I wrong?
Well, they wouldn't have given it to Dan. So this is the problem. And I think, like I said, language means something. These guys are precise communicators, or they should be. And I'm fairly confident that he didn't do he said, I'm an old investigator at one point in there. And I heard that and I went, oh, okay. Yeah. You know what an investigator does? Day one, you sit down with the file and you read it. When you get a new case and you don't know it and you're inheriting it from somebody else and you don't have them to brief you up on it, or even if you do, don't you want to know what has been done?
I got something going on. I don't say, tell me about an email or tell me. I say, give me the thing.
Right. You tell me, fine. You tell me what the blurb is. Why do I care? And then I go read all the documents. Look, I've had new cases assigned to me that had been active for years. When I first got into the Bureau, first thing they do, they give you a bunch of garbage and you got to read them. I had 8 cases in the counterintelligence division. I read all of them, the hundreds and hundreds of pages. You just read through it. You go, okay, what was done at this time? Okay, what year are we in right now? Okay, Kyle, like, what do we do? Okay, now here's another year. We're going to do all the background checks. We're going to do all the financials again. Okay, got it. I'm tracking the pace. I'm tracking the structure. I know what has been found. I know what has been different. If you don't know what's been done or what hasn't been done, how on earth can you make a comment about it? You're going to take a briefing from somebody in the FBI that you don't know and theoretically don't trust because they've actually got a vested interest in hiding things from you because they're going to do the same thing they did, and that's good enough.
But he goes from saying, "I don't buy it."
These guys are massively incompetent.
I got a briefing. I buy it.
Right, and there's only one way you do that. You don't have enough information, or you bought into it, and you basically are completely overwhelmed. Maybe that, you know, I don't. This is not a like somebody threatened his family and their compromised scenario. This is a person who is prideful, who thought they were going to come in and do something, and found out that the job was actually more than they could handle, and all they can maybe handle is the briefs. At the end of the day, I'm incredibly disappointed at re-listening to this because it's really, really bad. And all of that actually goes along with some of the other stuff that's been going on this last week. We had a breakthrough that my buddy Steve Baker put out there in the pipe bomb case. And what have they done? You guys don't see this behind the scenes, but stuff behind the scenes has been a incredible effort by the FBI not to have natural curiosity. Imagine if you had a case that you're working on, and you don't even have to be an investigator to think, if you were working on something for 5 years and someone brought you a novel theory that had significant pieces of it that lined up, like the person was in the area, the person was the right height, the person had the right sort of limp and gait, the person might have the right sort of ideology to go along with it, the person had the right build, that person is unaccounted for during that time frame, wouldn't you be like, wow, I'm hyper-curious.
They gave the investigator access to one of the NSA subsidiaries to run the gate biometric scan, and now they want to fire those people. So it's not like they just said, oh, it looks like the same walk. This was used U.S. government AI systems.
Yeah, well, actually outside of U.S. government systems, but yes, that if like high level next generation, you know, gate analysis stuff was what was being done.
The contractors are the government.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's right. Okay. So all of that being the case, would you not have a natural curiosity and try to say like any answer is a good answer no matter who comes up with it? I used to have a rule on my surveillance team. It's like, I don't care who comes up with the best plan for what we're going to do when we have an assignment and we're going to attack it. If somebody has the best idea, that's the one we're going to do. It's not about credit. It's about mission. And if these guys are more interested in credit and they're not interested in what the actual mission is, the end result should be the actual, you know, the thing they seek, then we're kind of screwed. So I've got some additional things that are kind of bothering me as well. In addition to this jet story, which we could talk about a little bit further, the jet story lines up with some actual international problems and some a story that just came out of the New York Times that I had shared with me, and even more than what they had in the New York Times story was given to me like day before yesterday. And then we had a new whistleblower come forward, and the first thing they did was deploy Julie Kelly, the great Julie Kelly of the January 6th stuff, to go out and do just nothing but hit jobs on Kyle Serafin. If you guys are curious, go to her Twitter feed, go look through it, and it's about 85%, you know, Kyle Serafin derangement syndrome stuff. And nothing about natural curiosity is like, can we find the answer? If we found a pipe bomber, wouldn't you be excited about that? Wouldn't that actually prove the thing that she's been saying
for
years?
I know you're smart, but I mean, look, if you're going to go
he's getting it directly from Dan.
You got to be you got to be happy, though. They are all over your ass. This is just making you bigger, more people pay attention now.
Streisand, big time. They've made a terrible decision.
If I was a bad guy and Kyle Sarah was after me, I would just shut up. That's like rule number one. These people are dumb. I mean, I got their egos. I mean, I'm serious. Like,
I know you are. You're right.
For me, I'd be like, zip. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexshowstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I'm not a drama queen. I want Trump to succeed. But I told you weeks ago his poll numbers are way down. Now it's out everywhere. And you've got this pipe bomber cover-up and Grassley's on it, and Massey's on it in the House, and reported whistleblowers being threatened by the FBI, and then by Gino, who's the guy that goes in on anything. I mean, I know major talk show hosts that just mentioned, yeah, there's a cover-up of Charlie Kirk, which has been confirmed that Patel had that fight with Tulsi Gabbard and said, don't look into it, well, that's her job. And then Bongino calls up and flips out on people. Well, then he calls up and flips out on Congressman Massey, sends him a letter. And they're so scared of this pipe bombing thing. This is a big deal. So this is beyond a crisis at the DOJ and the FBI. And we now know that Patel did lie in his confirmation hearing on a bunch of stuff. They let him through because they believe he's compromised. And so I think Trump thinks it's an embarrassment. He's waiting to get rid of him. I don't think he can wait very long, because we want to have an FBI director we can back. The Missouri AG, the one we're told is lined up for that. I brought in as the deputy, dual deputy, the first time in history with Bongino. We heard Bongino just wants an exit out of this. But I got to tell you, Bongino, from all my sources, is very energetic on people's asses to do the opposite of what he said before he got into power. And so you can try to analyze what's behind it all day. But when I see 180s, folks, and people look like deer in the headlights, it's disconcerting, actually. I mean, this is so cartoonish. This is so pathetic that I don't take pleasure in it. I want to be 100% clear. I need Trump to succeed. Kyle, on the pipe bomber information, we talked over the weekend. You said, no, it's real. It's a cover-up. It's a system protecting itself, reportedly Capitol Police, now CIA. And then all these threats went out behind the scenes, myself and others, just even covering what was being said by Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck's very careful about stuff he puts out. You didn't see denials now the last weeks. We just saw behind-the-scenes threats, now a crisis management center flipping out on members of Congress. This looks pretty damn bad. So why would the new FBI, if it is new, want to cover up what really happened on January 6th and something that would devastate the Democrats, Kyle Serafin?
It's the same FBI. It's like, this is the whole point. Why would you take a briefing from people who worked at the FBI if your entire podcasting career was based on saying something otherwise? It's really wild to watch it. And again, I'm not going to opine on the motive, because I don't know what the motive is. I actually don't. It's surprising as anything.
No, I agree. These people are destroying themselves in lifetime.
So anybody who saw the tweets that were put out, Bongino went on this sort of like scream cry, you know, scorned girlfriend thing. These are the things that I called you and you didn't call me back. And this other kind of like nonsense. And it's the opposite of tough guy. It's just whining. And he did this about Tom Massey, who just dominated. What it did do, though, is it actually confirmed that the FBI got the notice that Massey was putting out, that the FBI was looking to destroy whistleblowers. And so I'm connected to the attorney, and he's been on this program. In fact, when I sat in your chair, I interviewed Kurt Suzdak. Kurt Suzdak coordinates pro bono for whistleblowers that want to get information to members of Congress out of the FBI. It's not an easy thing to do. He's a retired FBI agent. He's also an attorney, so that's great. So he does that, and he helped coordinate this thing. And all we saw was an immediate, not like, great, that's good stuff. Like, thank God people are coming forward. They want to get the answers. What we saw was, and I'm telling you, Julie Kelly's name, only because she seems to be the right-hand woman of Dan Bongino. I unaffectionately refer to her as the official, unofficial spokesperson of the FBI. She goes out there and she starts calling them quote unquote whistleblowers, which is exactly what Democrats did. And, you know, she's given like $100,000.
Well, I told you the story privately, but I'm literally sitting with a top journalist and they have to wait on the interview because Bongino is shooing the producer and them out for simply saying, looks like a Kirk cover up, which is confirmed. Like, if I'm not a criminal, okay, but I can think how they think. I can study criminology. If I wanted to, I'd call up and kiss a journalist's ass and tell them some cover story. I would call up and scream at them. Like, act completely guilty. Like, this is, they've gone from, they're the whistleblowers, they're the guys that are going to clean out the Aegean stables, to the, like more aggressive than liberals were when they were in power, like, with the official story.
Well, based on the story you told me, and then based on what people can see now online, and then the reaction last night, just, and I think it was twofold. People said, you know, they created a rapid response team for the FBI, which I think is just Dan Bongino. And this account is just to debunk things in real time so it can be extra fast or something. It's the same speed as all other Twitter. So
it only Streisand and everybody mobbed it.
That's it. So it did the same thing to Tucker. And then the second tweet they did, what they were trying to basically poke up, was this crazy gal that I've had on, you've had her on too, and we've had this like ongoing beef about it. She basically thinks the thing she's discovered is much bigger than it is. And she thinks that its national prominence or international, sort of relevance is way higher than it actually is. And then the FBI went and boosted that. This is a former OnlyFans model who's now hunting down like child pornography. I was talking to Steve Friend this morning on my podcast and he goes, just for your awareness, 100% of the child pornographers that you get an excuse from say that they were doing research on child pornography. It's a super dangerous thing to touch. That's why they let federal law enforcement do it. And if you want to go out and find child pornographers, go into law enforcement. There's actually a role for it. You can get dispensation to go find bad guys. If you're a private researcher, you're walking on a line that's going to end up in a federal prison if they do their job. So,
Democrats try to set us up with child porn. I told the crew, we're not looking at it because we're not even going to defend ourselves. And the FBI gave us a letter saying we were the victims. But I mean, I was like, we're not touching this.
Yeah, no, it's totally radioactive stuff. And why would you go near that if you don't have a charter and a mandate? I mean, they have all these safeguards that go on where people who are working on that for the FBI, they get interviewed every 6 months and they do like a mental check and make sure they're okay. Cause it's really damaging to see, you know, small children get destroyed. And their lives be ruined and you're seeing it on video or something. So I have friends that have worked in those departments for a long time. One of my buddies was one of their top analysts for something like 8 years.
I don't know how they do it.
And I don't know how he does it either. He's the most even keel guy you've ever seen. He's got little kids and he's just like super mellow, and you must have a certain kind of grace given by God to be able to do that. To have somebody that was just looking for attention is gross. And that's what the FBI went out and tweeted. So they're melting down. We're seeing it in real time. And this pipe bomber reaction behind the scenes, it's very similar to what you saw in front of the scenes, because the whistleblower that went to Congress was sharing information about the pipe bomb investigation going back almost 5 years now. And the answer should be, yeah, we want to know where we screwed up. We're like, that's about normal humility. And every time you do an investigation, you have certain assumptions, you have certain beliefs, and then you go and you investigate. And as you find evidence or you have to broaden your scope, you may have to reassess what your underlying assumptions are. And
if your underlying assumptions, I have a hunch from all my knowledge, and a lot of times I'm right, but I don't skew my views. A lot of times I'm wrong. I go with what's there.
I'm going to pull something up here because I wanted to read it.
And you sent a couple of video clips too, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, this is something I'm just going to read off. This came from Loudermilk summary from January of 2025. So this was the committee that Loudermilk was putting out there. And this is a direct quote. One of the followers on X clipped it for me. It says, by early February of 2021, the FBI had identified 186 phone numbers of interest derived from the FBI's analysis, from the geofence warrant they got, probably Google, and then also the tower dumps from the cellular towers. Okay. And then they broke down for the committee what they did. 36 of these numbers were assigned to agents and they had follow-up interviews. 98 of these were given additional investigative steps, which means they needed to find more about what it was. Here's one for you, Alex. 51 of these numbers were identified as not needing further action because these phones belong to law enforcement officers or persons on the exclusion list. Now, that is based on an assumption, and the assumption is that somebody who's in law enforcement didn't do this thing. Now, if you have to start broadening your scope and you have 5 years of goose eggs, maybe you start changing some of your underlying assumptions and say, is it possible that somebody in law enforcement was the problem? Now, Steve Baker's subject that they've identified is someone in law enforcement and lives with someone in law enforcement, particularly the Capitol Police. So
if that's someone that shot people first on Jan 6 rubber bullets, and testified again.
And so we know was in the area of the Capitol on that day, had proximity, lived in Falls Church, so would have had access. It's only about a 20-minute drive during COVID or maybe even less to get there. And then there's some significant sort of information that leans towards this being a female, including the way that the unknown subject there bends. And then the gate analysis is significant amounts of video of this woman on January 6th, after January 6th, before that walking around the Capitol with a right leg limp. Can I pull you guys this is kind of going out of sequence from what I told you guys, but there's a Washington Post article.
What is it?
There's a Washington Post article entitled How the FBI's Massive Search for the DC Pipe Bomber Stalled. It just came out this morning.
I actually have that in my stack. Hold on.
Yeah, you do. So Aaron C. Davis is the writer. And he's promoting his book called Injustice, and he and another woman from Washington Post wrote it. But if you roll down to the middle of the story, what you saw, they go through kind of like the analysis of what they did and what's going on with this subject has been named and so on and so forth. And if you get below sort of some of these pictures, they show you some alleyway footage and this kind of thing. You could probably even do like a targeted search for the word gate. And suddenly you realize last week, several Republican lawmakers latched onto a claim. And they published in a conservative news outlet, The Blaze, that a quote-unquote gate analysis suggested the person captured on the security videos was a former Capitol Police officer. And so that's kind of interesting. And you say, okay, fine, that's what happened. Then you find out that the actual investigation being done in 2021 landed them on somebody very specific. And that person had a peculiar, what they called an odd gate, which was seen on the security footage to the point where they actually went after a gym employee. And it says the process led to agents to a gym employee who lived in the zone that the FBI had pulled cell phones from operating the night before the attack. The person came under further scrutiny when he initially lied to the agents about a leg injury. According to people, they're able
to take gait analysis, cross-reference medical records or whatever, who has a gait problem, go to the gym employee. But because they couldn't look at law enforcement, the AI was blocked from looking at who else had the gait.
Yeah, I don't know if they just excluded law enforcement from the beginning, or like I said, once your basic assumptions are incorrect, but the funny thing is the FBI blocked out the metadata on law enforcement. On the phones, yeah. And so did they also exclude any of these other things? But the fact is the woman that Steve Baker has identified has a pronounced gait. She has a right leg drag on the right side from an injury that happened while she was a professional soccer player.
But notice they tried to say it's not true, but they're not publicly responding a week later.
What they've tried to say is that gait analysis is not something that people use, but we know that it is because you can actually read this story and find out that in fact they honed in on people based on owning a pair of shoes.
I remember gait analysis in like 2003 that in studies was like 99%. Now they're saying it's 94. Did it get worse or better?
No, this particular match because the person was wearing obscuring clothing. But yeah, it's used in every airport in America right now as a biometric. It's used on battlefields. It's used by the Defense Information Systems Agency, which does all the biometrics for the Pentagon, and it does it for DOD assets. And the idea was, are there things about you that are not your fingerprint?
Even better than your fingerprint. Like,
It's specific to the length of your different bones, which are going to be unique to you, the hip flexion that you can do, which is going to be your cumulative kind of wear and tear on the chassis. Yeah, your length of stride, your variability in cadence, and all these other kind of little things, the bend of your knee and so on. And so if you have injuries or if you have wear and tear, or if you're a certain age, if you're male and female, you move differently through time and space with a specific form and figure. And if you can see that, then you can measure out where the
cell is. Like a ballerina, I walk like a gorilla. It's just,
that's factually true. You do walk like a gorilla. Everybody says it. I talked to Chase the other day. He said exactly that. So long and short of it is we all have this particular gait, and the idea that somebody would say, well, gait analysis is not something that the FBI would use or law enforcement use. It doesn't mean it's the only thing that you would use, but then you start evaluating, okay, if someone has a gait match and they were in the physical space of, this is not like a gait match and somebody was in California. You could throw that out. But this person lives in Northern Virginia and works at the Capitol and was at the Capitol the next day and may have some interest in this.
So let's move into the big issue. How long can this last? Where this is going? You got all these Congress people.
I don't know.
You got a rapid reaction force set up,
it's getting worse.
Yeah,
it's getting worse. And a new thing just came out today that I think is actually going to make all of this way worse.
Tell us about that.
So this is all fun. So ProPublica put out a story. I talked to the reporter who does it, named Will Turton, and he was working with Chris Bing. And they wrote a story that said essentially four of some of the top people in the FBI, and that's Bongino and Patel granted the waiver. Bongino and two other people. So I think Patel also didn't get a background check in the same way. They skipped the polygraph part of their security clearance, which is highly unusual. And they skipped them for two people. One's name is Nicole Rucker. She used to work for Stephen Miller. And so she didn't have a background check polygraph, or it came back inconclusive and something weird. So they reported on this. And the other person is a guy named Marshall Yates. And here's where I find that interesting. Marshall Yates is a former congressional staffer, and he used to work in Tom Massey's office. And now he is the congressional liaison for the FBI. He's the assistant director of congressional affairs. So he's the go-between between the FBI and members of Congress.
Why would you wave a polygraph if you got something to hide?
There's no great reason for it. I mean, polygraphs are famously a pain in the ass for anybody who's done them. If you've ever had to sit for a poly, it's not fun. It's like a, you know, it's like getting a root canal. You don't look forward to it. But at the end of the day, you say what you have, you tell them your dark secrets or whatever it may be. You just out whatever it is. You know, you got away with cashing a check twice or something, or maybe you walked out with a cart full of groceries and nobody ever caught you. Whatever it is, you just say it and then you just move on, and they don't generally care. When I did it, I told them I used to break into buildings when I was younger and sneak into like abandoned buildings. And they're like, dude, did you ever rob a bank? And I was like, no. They go, did you ever kill anybody and get away with it? I go, no. And they go, that's what we care about. And it's like, dude, I just told you what I did. You asked me what I broke the law. That's the laws I broke when I was a teenager. And so, it's not fun, but you do it.
As far as my crime was stealing beer out of golf carts, yeah. 11 or 12, and then I did sneak into abandoned buildings a few times.
Yeah, it's super fun when you're a young guy.
Yeah, climb over a fence, get in the,
Marshall Yates, who's now the congressional liaison for the FBI, he works at FBI, he's an assistant director, he's a special executive service member, and he tells Congress what they can and can't have from the Bureau. He used to work for Tom Massey on the same committee that generated that report I was reading from, and he was the pipe bomb expert for Tom Massey. And he didn't get a polygraph for some reason.
Yeah, so they're contacting him to get intel on what Congress knows.
And he's been stonewalling them. He's been part of the problem behind the scenes significantly. And I've been hearing about this for literally months now. And then this story breaks. I think there's going to be another story that is related to that I can't quite display yet, but over the weekend you guys will see there's some whistleblowers coming forward on this stuff, because when Tom Massey said, if you have something to share about what's going wrong in the FBI, you can reach out to Kurt Suzdak, you can reach out to my office, and we'll get you in touch and we'll get you protection. And they actually are running top cover for the first time, because the Bureau tried to go hunt these people. We're seeing some disclosures come forward that are incredibly damning.
And they're trying to get the old manager that would know where the bodies are buried.
Well, you just want people that know when something is not normal if you've been doing it. And if you got punished for asking a question, it does make you ask some more questions.
So let's do 35,000 foot view. I've talked before, we're trying to help Trump. He's got to clean this up. This crisis every week just gets worse. I mean, where will we be in 2 weeks at this trajectory? This is insane. I mean,
frenzied, Alex.
Patel is a disaster.
So I gave your guys a New York Times story, and this is something that broke at the beginning of the week, and I didn't even realize how bad it was until I got to the bottom, because some of this stuff is professional incompetence, and some of it goes to a deeper problem of personality. So 35,000 foot view, I think Kash Patel loves being FBI director. I think he does it because it makes him feel good about himself, and he's fully affirmed that he's one of the cool guys right now, and he acts like a complete dickhead when he does it. And I'm just going to be very blunt about that. Bongino, on the other side, I think he hates the job. I think he's miserable, and I don't think that he's going to be able to do it. I don't think he's good at it, and so he's destroying his credibility just by proxy to this other guy who's acting like a buffoon.
Well, yeah, and who's getting him FBI to call up and scream at journalists that just question Kurt?
That's what happens when your reputation is going into flames. Imagine you spent a decade building up a media persona, and you're out there, you know, set yourself up. I can't imagine he's happy with the way that Patel has just left him with all the work and is screwing it up. But this New York Times story, I want to skip to the end of it. I'll kind of give you guys the quick and dirty. Patel flew to London, and he had a meeting, which is common, with what's called the Five Eyes partners. So there are five closest intelligence partners.
And they're saying he now broke a pledge.
What the pledge was is apparently they had a person that MI5 was used to working with and really liked. And they ended up supplanting that person. I believe that was probably the legat in London. That's the FBI's legal attaché. And I'm not 100% sure on that, so don't hold me to it, folks. But I believe that's the position. And they didn't get rid of that person. They put in a new person. And what I found out is that the person that they got put in there is a woman named Jodi Cohen. And Jodi used to be the special agent in charge of the field office in Boston, was apparently asked a favor, and she said, sure, director, I'll do you the favor, but I want legat London. And I know that because she was bragging to people in human resources. She was bragging to people that were in the support crew and in the, you know, like she was just bragging to everybody. Cash Patel asked me a favor and I did it, but I got League at London out of it. And that's why I have to have all this transfer paperwork because I'm moving to London. So she got in there, but it's even worse than that because that's just kind of like crappy, you know, bad managerial tactics. He showed up to meet with MI5, a guy named Ken McClellan, who's the head of MI5, who's a Scotsman and is apparently very reserved and had a good relationship with Chris Wray, which doesn't say one thing or another about you. But you can imagine the Brits in intel services. They wear suits. They're professionals. They show up. I've worked with them before. They're very dapper looking people for whatever it's worth. Cash Patel showed up in a hoodie and he showed up with a trucker hat on and he wouldn't let his agents that were his bodyguards, like, remove their weapons because even though it's against British law, he was just flexing on these people. And then the craziest thing is he brought his girlfriend, who's the one who's been doing all these lawsuits, on the jet to London. And I'm told that she actually went into the meetings in MI5.
So it's a total clown show. Classified meetings.
It's insane. Yeah. You have a non-governmental employee. Like, imagine if I wanted to bring my wife on a case for an interview of something sensitive. When would that happen? Never. It's insane.
Ultra unprofessional.
But it's a great flex if you want to show your girlfriend how cool you are because you're not married and you're in your late 40s.
Meanwhile,
and you've
you're
got
meeting
some
with the
young girl.
Heads of the National British Police with your girlfriend.
I'm told that they actually told him, like, hey, we dress like professionals here. And apparently Cash just shrugged it off and kind of big-timed him. So he's doing this kind of Donald Trump routine, but he's more like Vladimir Zelensky as far as I can tell. He's showing up inappropriately, he doesn't really seem to understand how bad it looks.
Well, that's kind of a power he has, is he's so oblivious to the train wreck he is. That's kind of a superpower that he's so stupid. Or not even stupid, I guess arrogant. What's the word for it?
Yeah, I call him kind of like a Timu Trump. You know, he's like a knockoff version. He sees that Donald Trump does it and it's effective. And
no,
so
you
he's
called
trying
it
to pull
6 months ago. So let me ask you this. And he used to be talk to you all the time. And then he threw it under the bus. How does Trump extricate himself out of this? I mean, what's the exit strategy here? And then, of course, you've been sued by Cash Patel's girlfriend now through his law firm. Now, nothing on you, but Elijah Shaver, they say, he didn't even say he's an agent of Israel, but he's criticized Israel, so we are. It's like a joke. This has been a big scandal. People totally turned on him over this. Even the left's asking, why does this make him mad? Bigger than the jet. Why would he think, I'll shut people up? Well, he sued you. He sued Elijah Shaver. What's happening there?
Yeah, just a complete disconnect from reality. Like, someone's not telling him how awful it looks, or he doesn't seem to care. Like, he thinks that I'm the FBI director, so I can do whatever I want. I lied to Congress and got into this spot, and so therefore I'm untouchable. You know, if I'm Donald Trump, I acknowledge with humility, the FBI, the DOJ has always been Donald Trump's weakness. It was his first term as well. So just get rid of him. Just cut bait now, sooner than later. That would be the right answer. It's like, look,
I
made a mistake. I thought this guy was going to do it.
So what's he going to do next on this trajectory of self-destruction blindly? I mean, again, I know you don't talk about yourself, but now Elijah Shaver, I'm sure you read the suit, literally go, he didn't say she's an Israeli agent.
It was a picture. He posted a picture in context that they decided was implied. And so it's a wordless tweet that got him a lawsuit.
So obviously that means more lawsuits are coming.
I would imagine so. I don't know who's going to get them, but anybody, I mean, Tim Dillon went out the other day and did something and made a song and made fun of her and that. So maybe there'll be a lawsuit from the song. And I just don't know. I mean, but what, as you said, the left is now picking it up. I watched guys over at the Bulk where they picked up and they ran and they're like, this lady and her litigious nature is driving MAGA people nuts. And they're mad at Cash Patel because she's suing conservatives. She's suing people that hold the same values in theory. You know, this girl supposedly represents some sort of foundation that is supposed to make America strong again. And you're suing grown men with wives and children. And here you are, you're 27, you got no kids, and you're in a dating relationship with a man twice your age.
You're a public figure, and you're suing people that posted a picture of you.
Yeah, and you posted the original picture. So all of that is real crazy. And I see it everywhere. Like you said, Streisand effect, I've just been sort of laughing about how often it pops up in my feed now. It is nonstop. And in the meantime, they've got this other thing that's going on. I mean, they basically have a perfect storm. They had a jet scenario where we exposed that he was using the jet, worse than Chris Wray, by the way. John Solomon went out to run cover for Cash Patel, and he said that Jim Comey used the jet 2.58 times per week. Cash Patel uses it 2.48 times per week, and Chris Wray used it 1.98 times per week. So Cash Patel, who called for it grounding, has actually used it more than Chris Wray by about 25%.
Sure, what's the other issue?
So the jet thing is one. The pipe bomber scenario is another, and the rumblings behind
now
that
the
end there.
And then lastly,
now you've got the Crooks thing, and I think there's going to be more piled on the Crooks thing very shortly. And so if all that's the case, it's like, you guys look utterly incompetent. You're making a fool of the guy that put you there. So he needs to step up and just say, hey, you know, dad's had enough of this nonsense. You guys are gone. You know, promote him to the ambassador for some country, Micronesia. Get him out
of
here.
Make him the postal inspector for Antarctica. All right, Chris Kyle, Kyle Serafin. Kyle Serafin, the name still got killed. Chris Kyle, maybe foreshadowing, but then nobody tells you. Kyle Serafin, the Kyle Serafin Show, .locals.com, at Kyle Serafin. All right, buddy, we appreciate you. I want to call you Chris Kyle. I mean, watch that
Don't
movie.
Don't do it again. Yeah, that's scary stuff. All right, buddy.
It's a secret threat. MK Ultra. All right, brother, we appreciate you. You got your own podcast, weekday mornings. I watch it a lot. Thank you so much. Harrison Smith takes over now. Big breaking news. Stay with us. God bless you all.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesshow.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesshow.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.